Animus ocellis, quod sum amici murmurat, sunt tradi prebendis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. It's a great honor to have you here. And today we witness the most evil and heinous abuse of power in the history of our country. Very sad thing to watch. A corrupt sitting president had his top political opponent arrested on fake and fabricated charges of which he and numerous other presidents would be guilty. Right in the middle of a presidential election in which he is losing very badly. This is called election interference and yet another attempt to rig and steal a presidential election. More importantly, it's a political persecution like something straight out of a fascist or a communist nation. This day will go down in infamy and Joe Biden will forever be remembered as not only the most corrupt president in the history of our country, but perhaps even more importantly, the president who, together with a band of his closest thugs, misfits, and Marxists, tried to destroy American democracy. But they will fail, and we will win bigger and better than ever before. Charging a former president of the United States under the Espionage Act of 1917 wasn't meant for this. An act for a crime so heinous that only the death penalty would do, and threatening me with 400 years in prison for possessing my own presidential papers, which just about every other president has done, is one of the most outrageous and vicious legal theories ever put forward in an American court of law. The Espionage Act has been used to go after traitors and spies. It has nothing to do with a former president legally keeping his own documents. As president, the law that applies to this case is not the Espionage Act, but very simply the Presidential Records Act, which is not even mentioned in this ridiculous 44-page indictment. Under the Presidential Records Act, which is civil, not criminal, I had every right to have these documents. The crucial legal precedent is laid out in the most important case ever on this subject, known as the Clinton Sox case. You know what that means? After leaving the White House, Bill Clinton kept 79 audio tapes in his sock drawer. They included discussions of U.S. military involvement in Haiti, discussions of U.S. foreign policy, both defense and offense, against Cuba, recordings of President Clinton's conversations with all of the many foreign leaders at the time. Think of that. Sensitive facts about trade negotiations taken from presidential briefings, discussions with the Secretary of State about conflict in Bosnia, and much, much more. Very big stuff. Not only was Bill Clinton never even considered for criminal prosecution based on the tapes he took, but when he was sued for them, he won the case. Judge Amy Berman Jackson's decision states, under the statutory scheme established by the Presidential Records Act, the decision to segregate personal materials from presidential records is made by the president during the president's term and in the president's sole discretion. You're surprised to hear that, aren't you? Any normal administration, even an opposing one, would consider that.
Are there tapes that you accepted bribes, President Biden? Is that true?
Would you comment on the arrest of the former president, sir?
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brainforce Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and say 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brainforce Ultra, Brainforce Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
All right, here's what's going on this live Wednesday, June 14th, 2023 transmission. We're going to break down all the latest developments inside the New World Order and the public rollout of a anti-human tyrannical system that is designed to cut off the resources and collapse civilization. Then we're going to have a special guest on that I'll surprise you with in the second hour. And we'll also take a lot of your phone calls. A lot of folks said they liked yesterday's show. They said it was really informative and passionate and nasty. And I was in a very bad mood yesterday. And I'm in a very bad mood right now. And I don't intend on quitting the show. But at the same time, it is not a normal response to all this tyranny to just be a talk show host and to sit up here and talk about it. Just this week, at least 5 major studies have come out, 2 of them CDC studies, that they knew that the poison shots were poison shots. Now, of course, we already knew that. We know they're killing us on purpose. They think it's funny. But just let that sink in for a minute and understand that the same murderers that did that are planning new attacks. And because everybody's gotten so comfortable in this world with just living under tyranny, the general public sees this show as just one more channel or one more flavor of news, and that's not what it is. The reality is we have psychotic depopulation transhumanists in control of the planet, and they are incrementally shutting down civilization, and they're openly coming after our children, and they're absolutely, completely insane warmongers. And if we don't organize against it and really admit to ourselves just how bad it is and face it, civilization as we know it is gone. And they're in the process of pulling the rug out from under us right now. The U.S. Records Act law is constitutional. It had to be passed as a law because the Constitution is already very, very clear that the president decides what to do with executive branch documents. And the fact that they think the public is so culturally, politically, governmentally illiterate that they would go ahead with this indictment of a wildly popular president who is the front runner in the new election, just shows you the incredible, over-the-top disdain that these globalists have for us. And, you know, arrogance really is the defining factor of the Harvard Mafia that really runs this country and is trying to parlay our once greatness into global domination for themselves. So, let me just go ahead and read over some of the headlines here. And I'm going to try to not get angry, but I may have to leave. But that's okay, because I'm not going to blow up on air anymore. That's why I left yesterday. But there really does come a time when it's just, it's not time to talk anymore. It's just time to roll over and die and let them have all our children. Let them poison the planet and start a nuclear war, because we all need to just die. America needs to burn. The whole planet needs to burn along with the globalists, because we've killed all these hundreds of millions of children, and we just need them to detonate the antimatter weapons and just blow the whole planet up now. I think that's the answer. Just get rid of it. In fact, let's open the phones up today. Should we pray for God to destroy the planet? You know, the globalists say the humans are bad and we're disgusting and they want to kill the majority of us because they want the earth for themselves. Maybe they're right. They just don't go far enough. If they pledge to kill themselves too, maybe we should have them release the bioweapons and everybody die. I mean, we don't care that they just killed tens of millions of people and are giving children shots that cause blood clots and heart attacks for life until they die. So, I mean, if as a species, we know they're giving children shots that kill them and that don't protect them as this mass human sacrifice exercise, well, what type of species does that to itself? Maybe we do just need to blow the planet up. And not just because of the concept of quote evil. The left doesn't believe in that. But they believe in their rights, though. You know, they get their life, they get their freedom. You just don't have any rights. But just from a perspective of stupidness, of ignorance, of patheticness, how does anybody think that Big Pharma and the government knowingly get liability protection and then roll out a shot that erases your immune system and starts growing spike protein from the HIV virus in you and causes all sorts of heart and cardiovascular problems, strokes, you name it, and then the insurance company numbers all come out, they're killing us, their own documents admit it, and then the idiots going along with that think somehow they're in on the club that's going to win this. Did Jamie Foxx get a memo? Well, he did get a memo from Dr. Peter McCullough not to take the shot, but Foxx wanted his, you know, $20 million deal. They made him take it, and now he can't walk and can barely talk. So, I mean, again, like, why are we sacrificing ourselves to be destroyed? Well, I don't understand the instinct to want to be a loser, to want to be a slave, to want to be maimed, to want to be killed. But I get it. We've grown up in such relative luxury and entertainment. People subconsciously and consciously and unconsciously cannot separate movies and entertainment from the real world. And so we see so much violence and so much death and so many alien invasions and so many crazy films and TV shows that our subconscious and unconscious really sees it all as the same thing. And so people really can't differentiate their neighbor's kid dying from the shot or their neighbor dying from it or their husband or wife or kid. And even when they do die, you just kind of brush off and, well, they're dead. Just move on. So that's why I'm in a, I'm not even in a, the word's not a bad mood. It's just this evil is out in the open. It's next level. And I refuse to just sit here and act like everything's business as usual. We're going to go to break. I'm going to tell you who's coming up as a guest. And I'm going to go over all this news here today. There's a lot of it. I really need to hit it. And we'll see. We'll see if I'm able to stay on air here. But I'm going to do my best. Let's just give babies more shots. Freaking kill them all. It's time to murder all the children. I like it.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock available right now of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, we have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out, the gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR, of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something, support the InfoWar, keep Alex Jones, Orange Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We're back live. I'm going to get my head screwed on straight and stop being nasty. But at the same time, we all should be really, really upset about what's going on and happening. Because we really do have a group of sociopaths and psychopaths that have hijacked our country, hijacked our world, that are just engaged in crimes against humanity that are unspeakable. You know, when I was at the premiere of The Great Awakening a few weeks ago in Austin, Texas, and was talking to all the great people that were there, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Dr. I mean, there was just so many there, so many great people, Dr. David Martin, the list went on and on. But then I came across Ernest Ramirez and Jessica Sutta. Of course, she was the lead singer for a very, very popular rock band, and she'll be on with us in the next hour, yeah, the Pussycat Dolls. But you can see the sadness in her eyes, hurt by this really bad the shot. And then Ernest always has that look in his eyes like he's seen a ghost, because his son, who was his best friend, took the shot and died 3 days later of a massive heart attack, even though he was in great shape, about 15 years old. So Ernest was talking to me, and she was talking to me, and I had to break away, because I was going to start crying. It's not even tears for them. It's the tears of grave danger we're all in. And then it kind of felt weird to be at a big fancy movie premiere about all the death and destruction, even though we need to have a big premiere. We need to make it a big deal. It needs to be seen. It needs to go viral, which it did. But it's just at the same time, it just, I don't know how to explain it. We can't just go out and start killing the globalists, because they'll make it look like they're the victims and that's what they're hoping for. But we got to take back the government. We've got to indict them, and then they've got to be executed. I mean, let's just get down to brass tacks. They all need to be hung. Bare minimum. They have violently attacked us like we're stupid animals. And I'm not a dumb animal. I've studied their attack. I know who they are. And they're doing this. And nobody wants to believe it because it's so horrible. But let me explain to you. This is 100% real. This office is full of people who had family members die, young and old, after the shots. Every airplane I get on, every restaurant I go to, almost all the time, people come up, oh, my daughter died, my son died, my neighbor died. Oh, you know, I work for this fellow, he's 60 years old, marathon runner, took the shot, dead in 2 days of a blood clot in his brain. And then you read the documents, and they're admittedly all doing it. Of course they're a criminal government trying to get rid of Trump. Of course they're a criminal group that's legalized the abortion of 65 million kids in America. Of course they're legalizing killing babies now after they're born. Of course they're pushing government-pushed suicide. Not just authorized, not just aided, not just assisted, but promoted and basically forced, coerced suicide. I mean, we've got real evil coming down on us. And you know, I guess what happens is, this is actually what happens. And I'm going to stop talking about it, but that's the reason. Trying people in my headspace so you understand where I'm coming from. I think people should be closer to my headspace than, did you see the NFL tonight? We can watch the NFL once we get these people off our children's backs. But until then, we're in a crisis mode here, people. I get in here, and all day and all night I read news and watch clips and study this stuff. And I guess I just get so upset by it all that it's not even throwing up my hands. It's just at a certain point, I'm just like, how the hell did we produce so many evil people to do crap like this? And the answer is, good men did nothing. And so you ask why things get crazier and crazier, why they get worse and worse. And it's because we have handed over our responsibility and we have conjured hell itself. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. I need to hit all this news. There's so much. Let me just break down what I'm going to be covering here today. We'll have open phones in the third hour. We have our special guest joining us in the second hour. And we have some really good news. And I should have made a bigger deal about this a few days ago. I mentioned it, but I could talk about this for hours. A whole bunch of countries, including the United Kingdom. So that's three countries. We count the Welsh, it's four. But three official, I guess there's four jurisdictions. The United Kingdom has banned transgender hormones, transgender surgeries, and anybody else privately doing it in the UK. That happened last week and got basically 1% coverage, close to zero. Now, why would a government in a country that came up with the plan, MI6 did, Tavistock Institute, why would they pull back now? Because it's the dialectic. All the lawsuits, all the suicides, all the deaths, the chopping off the genitals, all this has caused such a giant uproar that they're going to let this run now for the next decade and sterilize tens of millions of people and create all these victims. But then they'll be able to sit back later and say, well, we were the ones that put a stop to it first. So they started it, and now they're the ones that are going to start the end of it, at least on the surface. Because they can see the backlash in the dialectics way bigger than they thought it would be, so they're starting to abandon ship on this. We've got more articles about that. Starbucks has ordered its employees, the internal memos have come out, to remove all of the rainbow crap. Because people see it as what it is, weird corporate pedophile cult, hiding behind, quote, gay rights. And they're now pulling it. Anheuser-Busch is over as a company. They'll probably have to change their name, like Monsanto had to do, and then they'll be a shell of what they were. So they've committed seppuku on the altar of pedophilia. So there's a lot of good news here, and there's rebellions all over Europe, all over the UK, all over Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the US, of elementary, middle school, and high schoolers saying, listen, you guys are a bunch of pedophiles indoctrinating us about sex, and this is all just an anti-American cult run by the Democratic Party, and they're all wearing red, white, and blue during Pride Month, and they're being told you're not allowed to do that, and the teachers are threatening them, and the students are pulling all the crap down everywhere because they realize it's being force-fed to them by a pedophile cult. So there's that good news. And, you know, maybe I should just focus on good news. But you know what Nietzsche said? You stare too long at the abyss, you become the abyss. But actually, I think it's healthy that I'm disgusted and upset. It's just that there's got to be some kind of balance to it. And there is a lot of positive stuff. I tend to focus on the negative because I want to warn people about the negative so we can get together and stop it. But when we do stop stuff, and it is happening, we've got the initiative, then we should talk about the victories. Because I've got a stack of victory right here. I mean, this stack alone we can spend the whole show on. So I'm gonna hit that when we come back. You know what? No. I'm going to hit the Jack Smith Trump indictment developments. There's a bunch of those. I'm going to do that. Then we'll do this. And then we've got really bad stuff with Islam. Christian is sentenced to be hanged in Pakistan over blasphemous cartoons of Prophet Muhammad. Now, what they do now, if you're a Christian living in Pakistan, is the Islamic sends you to your email a Muhammad cartoon, and then you get captured and executed, but the Muslim doesn't get in trouble. That's what's happened with this case. We'll be looking at that, too. And Elon Musk came out against ESGs. Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy again with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. And it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And know you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force. You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlavly. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Rainforest every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Rainforest. So I'll take Rainforest in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Rainforest is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Rainforest Plus, Rainforest Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2.
You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. 2 new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical slash supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price than you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWarsMD and Nerve Renew from InfoWarsMD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund our operation. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
More than a decade ago, InfoWars.com, myself and Paul Joseph Watson, were the first people to ever tell you about social credit scores and the plan for ESGs. And now it's all over the news. It's the real world. Because, again, we learned the Rockefeller Foundation and the UN are running the planet, and you can go read deep into their white papers and find their plans. So you're tuned in to the enemy's battle plan being exposed. And I marvel at how unsophisticated our politicians are. Because a lot of them aren't globalist operatives. They just don't know all this stuff. I mean, here's an example of strategy. And I'm not saying I'm that smart militarily. But the Russians in Crimea set up their main central command in a former hotel that's 150 miles from the main battles. And then one of their most successful generals got killed 3 days ago when British-made cruise missiles that were delivered a month ago slammed into the building. Why are there even Russian generals in a major building? They should be in mobile command trucks and sleep in different houses every night. Saddam Hussein knew that. That's why we couldn't kill him. Now, that's just basic military. And I was sitting there looking how they mourn the loss of this, one of their best generals and one of their best strategists. And he's in a 10-story hotel that the Russians openly were using as their command base. Oh, because I forgot. The West had only given the Ukrainians 50-mile range missiles, so they thought they were out of range. You didn't think that was done to lull you into a false sense of security so they could then kill you? I mean, it's just like, don't people think two or three moves out? I mean, to me, that's like five-year-old stuff right there. And I'm not trying to attack the Russians, but that's crazy. That's crazy. And I don't know why the Russians aren't hitting the main Capitol building there in Kiev with cruise missiles. But I know why. They don't want to escalate the war. They think the West will give heavier weapons if the Russians use heavy weapons. They're going to continue to give heavier weapons to the Ukrainians until there's a nuclear war. You take one look at the demons running our government and just know that. And I don't think the Russians should kill Zelensky, though, because he's such an unsavory, unlikable character. He's... No, you don't want to turn Zelensky into a martyr. You know, I just want this stupid war to stop. I'd like that $200 billion put into our cities, our veterans, and our infrastructure. But of course, that's not going to happen. And Tucker Carlson really knocked it out of the park last night with his third installment. Fox News is say they're going to sue him, that he's not allowed to speak anywhere, that they own him under indentured servitude, and he has no free speech, even though it's not in his contract and he can't be on Twitter. And so Tucker says they're, quote, toothless, and they can F off. And so you're like, oh, really, where did Tucker say that? To me? But I'm going to leave it at that. The point is that pray for him. He's a great guy, and they're doing a lot of nasty stuff to him behind the scenes. He's a real man, and I admire him, and he's not going to tell you what they've been doing to him, but it's a lot of the same crap I've been through, but even worse. And that's where the civilization is. In fact, let's skip this network break. I think I'm going to air most of the Tucker Carlson last night because this is something they don't want people to see, so it's something that needs to be seen. Then we'll have our special guest on. But let me get back to Jack Smith. You know, on Sunday's show, the great Robert Barnes, I say great, I mean, he's a pretty good lawyer, but he's really a smart historian. He knows his stuff. He made the point that you notice Jack Smith last Friday in that little 3-minute statement where he was shaking. Because he knows there's no crime. He knows he conned a grand jury in D.C. into indicting Trump, but the law made him move it to the jurisdiction. Jack Smith gets up there and says, we're bringing this for the intelligence agencies and the military. The same military, they're trying to get poison shots and teaching transgenderism and critical race theory to, that one. The same military that supposedly fights for this country that the globalists are working at every level to dismantle, like our borders and the record suicides. But what he means is the people that run the intelligence agencies that are the new upper class, the new elites, the new caste system. And after we play this Tucker piece, I'm going to go over some evidence of that, of how the ESG, social credit score system, works. You see, you're a citizen when you're in the intelligence agencies, and the corporations have more power than the, quote, intelligence agencies. It's been transferred to the corporations. So when you're in the corporations, you're at the top. You're in the government, you're under them. And if you're just a general public, well, you get a social credit score to decide where you start at zero, and then you just go down to earth. So that's why Chuck Schumer says the intelligence agencies are going to get Trump. That's why Jack Smith says that, because they're part of that, and they work for that. And they are the true enemies of this country and know it and love it and are working against you and your family. They are master criminals. They go sign up to be criminals. They know they're criminals. People keep trying to say, well, don't they know they're criminals? Don't they know? Yeah, they're building FEMA camps everywhere, calling them vaccine, you know, COVID centers. They plan to turn the power off soon and blame it on American resistance. We have cancer, folks. You understand that? And, you know, I'm mourning the death of our republic. I'm upset about this, that people don't get, I mean, people get we're in trouble. Oh, Jones was right. We got a criminal government. Yeah, that isn't about to let us take our country back without a fight. And they're not going to fight us fair and square. They're going to do horrible things and blame good, decent people. That's what they do. And you've got all the cowards and all the social climbers and all the minions that think that they can just kiss the system's ass, they'll get a leg up in this, even though you can look around you and see it's bad for everybody, including the Alexander Soros of the world. You think Alexander Soros would have a better, longer life if he decided to stop attacking freedom? You think he'd live in a better country, a better world? Absolutely. He can't help it because he has such a hatred of himself that he projects onto us, such an inadequacy that he must dominate and must hurt and must impoverish and must kill everyone because he doesn't want to see anyone else do well. It's the only way he feels good. I was thinking last night, I got really mad at myself. I was saying, let's list the crimes of the Soroses and overthrowing more than 20 countries' pension funds and robbing old people's pensions and killing major currencies and funding constant wars and funding the LGBT pedophile movement and funding the sterilization movement of children, chopping their genitals off. Then I forgot, wait, Alexander Soros heads up the National Foundation that runs and commands and has given now over $50 million that we know of to Antifa. And he commands it in the battle documents that have come out in court when he gives the orders and directives. So when somebody gets shot in the back in Seattle, just some woman getting in her car, he commands those groups. When somebody at a four-way stop doesn't stop question up, they shoot you in the head. Or one of their guys aims a gun at a veteran, you know, here in Austin, and the veteran shoots him and he goes to jail. It's a Soros prosecutor, puts him in jail. They control the prosecutors. They control the armed men on the street. They control the arsonist. And so I forgot to mention, no, dad's a Nazi collaborator, best part of his life, overthrows governments, funded the Ukraine overthrow 9 years ago, helped run the start of this whole war with Russia, World War III. And you're just like, man, they're bad. Man, they're, but I mean, you gotta say it. The Soroses are impressive. They are spectacular. They are thoroughbreds and evil. And you know, I gotta hand it to them. I mean, look at the menace in those eyes. Look at the just focus that I'm going to take what you got. I'm going to put old people out on the street. I'm going to start wars because I've got a will and I'm going to do it to you. And my Antifa is going to burn down your neighborhood and we're going to shoot you in the back and you're going to love it. We're going to burn down your courthouses because we got the will to do it and you don't have the will to do nothing to us. And I'll say this, the Russians are ham-fisted as hell. But in Ukraine, they say we're fighting George Soros and his son, and they are. I only wish, I mean, that their generals, I mean, literally smart enough to not go, they have 50-mile range missiles. We put our base 100 mile. It's safe. Yes. We put army base here. What the hell? I mean, come on! Yeah, you got plenty of courage, but are Russians stupid? I thought they invented all this stuff and great music and weapons and nuclear reactors and all this stuff. I mean, you're going to let George Soros beat you? And this jerk-off Bono? Because let me tell you something. It's very insulting to me that these people run my life. And they're literally coming after our children's genitals. You know what? I don't even know about the Tucker clip now. Because I asked the crew to put together this clip. They did a great job doing it real quick. Right before the show, I said, you know, remember Chuckie Schumer said six ways of Sunday, the intelligence agencies are going to take out Trump? And then that's what Jack Smith says. Like, we have done this on behalf of the ruling oligarchy that is the intelligence agencies, Heil Hitler. And then you got Biden walking around. They go, hey, what about the bribery tapes? By the way, I never got to that yesterday. The crew found it. Just one of the tapes came out 3 years ago. Like, I work for Chinese intelligence. Oh, daddy. I mean, but what does Biden do? He just arrogantly laughs at the cameras. So let's watch these three clips back to back. Here they are.
You take on the intelligence community. They have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
The men and women of the United States intelligence community and our armed forces dedicate their lives to protecting our nation and its people.
Are there tapes that you accepted bribes, President Biden? Is that true?
Is that true?
Adherence to the rule of law is a bedrock principle of the Department of Justice. And our nation's commitment to the rule of law sets an example for the world.
Is that true?
Last month, a whistleblower brought to light the existence in the FBI of a report, an FD 1023, in which the informant alleges that President Biden and his family members engaged in a $5 million bribery scheme during his time as vice president. Deputy Director Abadi, is it true that the FBI has a report making those allegations?
I'm not going to comment on that, Senator.
And why is that?
I'm just not going to comment on information we received, investigations.
You owe an obligation to the American people to be candid about evidence of corruption by the President of the United States?
This is an area that I'm not going to get into with you, Senator.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
Is that true?
Well, I know this to all the arrogant scum, to Jack Smith, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, all of you guys. You're never going to get away with this. You're never going to get away with what you've done. More people every day know who you are. More people every day know what you stand for, and more people every day are not going to put up with your crap. You hear that? Chelsea Clinton, last month, she heads up the Clinton Foundation. Now she goes, the big speech, we play clips, she goes, no one believes us now. Everyone doesn't trust us. We've got to work harder as corporations and government to make them take the shots and give them to children. And then she started licking her big, ugly clown lips. She looks like it the clown. But she's left there going, no one likes us. Everyone hates us. That's why we've got to come together and make the kids take it. I mean, it's just like, what the hell? See, they don't give up. So just come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Because we got your ass in a stranglehold. And that's what matters at the end of the day. I've just got to control my hatred of these people. Because I do it for love. I don't fight these people because I hate them. I do it because I love the people I'm defending. And I have to really keep the hate under control, and I've gotten much better. And I've asked God to cleanse me of it, but I've been having some problems, and I'm working on it right now. But I just don't want to look at Hillary Clinton or her disgusting demon daughter. I don't want to look at Tedros. I just don't. Oh, my God. And it's not that she's an ugly woman, Webster Hubble's disgusting daughter. It's that she's a disgusting soul who knows she's disgusting. I'm going to kill your kids. Ha ha! I love it. It's liberal. And yeah, it's just like, man, you bloodthirsty wench. It doesn't matter. God's going to get your ass, and you know it. You just want to drag as many of us with you as you can. But in the end, vengeance belongs to God. So saith the Lord. And I just have to understand. But let me tell you something. I can feel God's anger. Oh, I would not want to be you. you're going to suffer for eternity for what you've done. And I know you know that. So you don't matter. But to all the rest of the people out there, if you don't bust your ass fighting these people, God is going to hold you responsible. And there is a God. You make no mistake about it. And you were given free will. And if you piss that free will away, you're going to be locked up with these people forever. You want that? As above, so below. Everything you see on this planet times a trillion. Infinity and beyond. Buzz Lightyear. So when you look at how disgusting these New World Order people are, thank God you can see how evil they are, and thank God you're disgusted by them, because that means God is in you. All right, we're going to... Oh, this Tucker thing. I got it. This Tucker thing. And I got these big guests coming up. But let me just say this. I've only scratched the surface. I got this good news here, too. I got a lot of good news, actually. If I don't do this, we won't be here. And I'm not a prideful person. But at the same time, I don't like sitting here begging people. That's a big part of my frustration, so I'll just be honest with you. We have products that everybody needs that are game-changing, that'll make your life a lot better, that everybody should be getting. And a lot of you are, and I thank you. But a lot of you aren't. And so then I have to pollute the show out here like a guy with a can in his hand begging for change. If you don't think this work's important, don't support us. If you do think it's important, support us. Get a t-shirt, get a book, get a film, and realize I'm in an ongoing war and we've been winning so far. And we're very close to stabilizing InfoWars and moving forward and staying on the air. And the next 2 months is absolutely critical in our funding. And it's like a sudden death overtime NFL game that God loves to torture me, and I'm not complaining. For whatever reason, I'm sure it's good that we're always just on the knife's edge. We need to be solvent to get the plan approved, to get Free Speech Systems to go through this bankruptcy in the middle of August. And we're right there on the edge of black and red to keep it stabilized and not have layoffs and do what we're doing. I don't want to just stabilize it. I want to have a plan approved to hire 10 new people, writers, reporters, crew. I want to be back on the road. I want a travel budget. And right now there's a little extra for a tiny budget in that. No, we need to be on offense right now. But that's not the reason to get the products. These are really great products, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsStore.com. Super Male Vitality sold out. Super Female Vitality is the same formula, different label, because women want to buy a women's and men want to buy a man's. Okay, so it's 50% off, a huge sale, amazing. Libido, stamina, energy. X3 is going to sell out soon. I said I'm going to stop having it on sale, but we need the funds now. So guess what? X3, stock up on it, the tri-iodine, the missing link, learn about iodine deficiency. It's there at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's so many other great products. InfoWars MD is with a major pharmaceutical / supplement company, and they came to us about a year and a half ago and said, we've got everything under the sun. We'll let you private label it. So we have a new, great, high-quality probiotic finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com that is top flight at a very good price. We have Good Night Sleep Aid. You say, well, is it better than your sleep aids? It's just a similar formula. It's apples and oranges. Some are better for some people, better for others. It's a really great natural sleep aid. Good Night Sleep, probiotic formula, prostate support back in, Nerve Renew, helps make your nerves feel more healthy. That's a key part. Ashwagandha with black pepper really relaxes you in a natural way, but keeps your brain focused. It's all there under InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Obviously, Nitric Boost, Dr. Mikovits has talked about. She says it's a great formula because it is. Cleans out the blood with all that's going on. That's essential. Full spectrum CBD oil, InfoWarsStore.com. And again, third party groups have tested. They go, man, this is the highest quality full spectrum CBD you're going to get out there. And it's more than 50% off leading competitors are. Yeah, we don't do a 200% markup. We do a 100% markup on it. So it's there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And, you know, I don't want to spend my time up here flapping my jaws. If you want me in the fight, keep me in the fight. If you want me out of the fight, a sick part of me is just like, I mean, this is so ridiculous what's going on. Look, all I know is I can't even bitch at my audience because you're the smartest, and it's actually true, most informed, most engaged people out there. So when I'm up there bitching at the general public, I'm not even talking about you. But, I mean, look in the mirror. I know you're not arrogant. You're just like me. You're just regular people, very down to earth, very reality based, and you're just as bewildered as I am by how the hell things have gotten so bad. But listen, we can't let the enemy get us down. God's going to come through. God is coming through in many ways. I've seen it in my own life. And we just can't let the enemy make us hurt each other or hurt others. Cause believe me, I'm on a hair trigger, folks. Hair trigger. We just got to ask God to just lead God and direct us and trust in Christ, and it's going to happen. But knowing the things they're doing to our children, all our sweet little children, Jesus loves all the little children of the world. Somebody print me that song. I forget the words. I love that song when I was a kid. Jesus loves little children. I want to sing that song. Jesus loves me, this I know. That's another song. For the Bible tells me so. And there's all the other songs. But I really feel guilty that I haven't done enough to beat these people. But that's why God's there. And that's the devil telling you you've not done enough. If you love God and has fought as hard as you can, then you should just rejoice in that God's in control. We're going to beat these people. But at the same time, I know why a lot of you are upset. I know why a lot of you want to give up. And it's because it's just hard to believe there's this many bad people. And then, you know, who are you to be a judge? Who am I to be a judge? You know, I mean, yeah, at one level, we could just start killing all these people. But the enemy set it up where that would be turned to their own ends. But we're rapidly headed down that road. And the problem is killing these globalists is they got more people to replace them. It's a spirit. We have to kill the spirit. And I'm not saying there's not a time for killing either. There is a time for killing. There's a time to reap, a time to sow, a time to live, a time to die. But a time to laugh, a time to cry. But for those of you that want to do some killing, I just hope you'll work as hard as you can before we've exhausted all measures. Because if you're not going to fight now and speak out now and take action now nonviolently, I don't expect you to do any type of proficient killing if we get forced in that situation. Like, who to kill? It takes a lot of thinking to do that. And we don't want to get to that point. We want to fix things. We want to turn these things around. But we are rapidly approaching the point of no return. So I hope all of you listen to me. I hope you stay with me in the next hour when we talk to victims of the biochemical attack of the New World Order against our people. We'll be right back. Stay with us. A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality at the lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists in their own words plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. The Biden administration arrested Donald Trump this afternoon. They had him arraigned and fingerprinted in a Miami courthouse like the accused felon he now technically is. These were the first steps in a process that is designed to put Donald Trump behind bars for the rest of his life. Cable News carried every moment of it live. It's unprecedented, they told us, with what looked like shock. But they weren't shocked. They knew this was coming. Everyone who's paid attention knew it was. What just happened was always going to happen. It's been inevitable since February 16th, 2016. That's the day Donald Trump made a blood enemy of the largest and most powerful organization in human history, which would be the federal government. Despite what you may remember, it wasn't anything that Trump had said about immigration or trade with China or rapists from Mexico. Those are the stories that dominated the headlines that year. Trump's a racist, they screamed. Stop him! But inside Washington, that was just noise. None of it really rated. Identity politics doesn't mean much to permanent Washington. What matters, then and now, is foreign policy. The invasions and occupations and proxy wars. The decisions that determine which global populations will thrive and which will die. The policies that come with trillion-dollar price tags. The ones that, over time, have made the counties around D.C. the richest suburbs in the world. In Washington, that's what actually matters. And it's obvious when you look carefully. When there's a debate about anything else, for example, the debt ceiling, both sides take their assigned positions and they start yelling. But when Congress decides to start a war, no matter how foolish or counterproductive or obviously disconnected from America's core interests that war may be, when that happens, the leaders of both parties automatically jump behind it like circus clowns. And then they stay there, sometimes for decades. They defend that war relentlessly against all evidence until somebody finally rings the all-clear bell and they can begin to admit that actually, maybe it wasn't such a great idea. We meant well, but it just didn't work out. The good news is, we've learned a lot of important lessons. In the end, they usually do say something like that, but only after emotions have cooled and the damning details have begun to fade from collective memory. It's an apology that's not actually an apology, much less repentance, and it's years too late to matter in any case. But until then, that's all you're getting. Until then, no dissent is allowed. That's the first rule of Washington. But somehow, Trump didn't bother to follow it. He is from out of town, so maybe he didn't know it was a rule, or maybe he just didn't care. Either way, 7.5 years later, we can point to the precise moment that permanent Washington decided to send Donald Trump to prison. Here it is. It's from the Republican candidates debate in Greenville, South Carolina.
We should have never been in Iraq. We have destabilized the Middle East. They lied.
Okay.
They said there were weapons of mass destruction. There were none, and they knew there were none. There were no weapons of mass destruction.
Okay. All right.
We should never have been in Iraq, Trump said. We destabilized the Middle East. Now, by the time Trump said that, a lot of Republican primary voters were starting to reach the same conclusion. How could they not? But it was the next line that doomed Trump to today's arrest. They lied, he said. There were no weapons of mass destruction, and they knew there were none. Now, when he said that, a few in the crowd booed. Most just sat there in silence, stunned. Can he say that? Well, he said it anyway. And by saying that, he sealed his fate. That was the one thing you were not allowed to say, because it implicated too many people on both sides, which on this topic is really just one side. Hillary Clinton was guilty of it, but so was Paul Ryan. All of them were guilty. They all knew, they all lied. And to a person, they hated Donald Trump for exposing them. After that, it was pretty clear that even if he did get elected president, Trump was going to have a very hard time controlling the federal government he was supposed to be in charge of. Most of permanent Washington decided that thwarting Trump was the single most important mission in their lives. Everything depended on it. Many of them said so publicly. But others didn't say so publicly. In fact, the stealthier ones took another path. They ran toward Trump, not away from him. They sucked up to him. They ingratiated themselves with the man they intuitively understood was susceptible to flattery, which Trump is. And they did this in order to subvert his new administration from the inside. There were a number of these, and you could spot them immediately. They were flatterers. Invariably, the ones who flattered Trump the most hated him the most and disagreed the most strongly with his views. We saw them in the hallway.
Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both
50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. BrainForce Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our BrainForce Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your BrainForce Ultra, your BrainForce Plus, and your TurboForce all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And know you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776, and the answer for energy is BrainForce.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Why did you and the Biden administration mislead the American people?
You'd have to say more. I
wouldn't claim that I did. March 29, 2021, vaccinated people do not carry the virus. Vaccinated people don't get sick. We got that information from clinical trials, but also real-world data. Seems to me there are a number of statements you make in there that aren't accurate. Do vaccinated people carry the virus?
In March of 2021, the vast majority of data demonstrated that the vast majority of people were not getting infected if they were vaccinated.
That's not what you said. You didn't say the vast majority of people. You said vaccinated people do not carry the virus. Was that accurate?
It was generally accurate.
Generally accurate. Why not just be accurate? Why not just tell the American people the truth? Why not you say to the American people just what you said to me? We're big boys and girls. We pay your salary. The government is supposed to be of the people, by the people, for the people. Why not just tell us the truth?
I was speaking...
Was 6 weeks later when you said if you were to get infected during post... give it to anyone else. Was that accurate?
What was the date of that?
May 19, 2021.
At the time, we had the Wuhan strain and then the Alpha strain. That was the Alpha strain that was circulating. That was generally true, yeah.
Generally true again? Why not again? Why not tell the American people this is generally true?
I couldn't tell you the exact data on the vaccine effectiveness of symptomatic disease and severe disease at the time. What I can tell you is that we generally saw that if you were to get infected after you had been vaccinated, that you were not carrying the virus by transmitting it to somebody else. You could not transmit it to others.
But we know that's not accurate.
It was at the time. Now, what
really?
Happened? Yes, in
really?
May of 2021, that was true
really?
For the Alpha variant. What happened?
Let me ask you about all the general...
This has also been ignored, the amount of miscarriages and stillbirths that increased drastically due to your advice to get vaccinated. Pregnant women again, not people. And then we could go on and on about the tragic stories of myocarditis and many other things. But my question for you today, Dr. Walensky, is now that you're going to be leaving the CDC pretty soon, what job are you going to take? Are you going to be on the board of either Pfizer or Moderna? Because you've done one hell of a job at making sure that they've made a lot of money. And I yield back.
Thank you for that question. Maybe first I will comment that CDC is not responsible for the purchase of vaccines, so I can't speak to all of the economics that you spoke to. I do want to talk a minute about the vaccine adverse event reporting system. So that system is intended for any person who has gotten a vaccine if they have an untoward event after that vaccine, whether or not is related to the vaccine they report. It is intended to have an over-reporting. Most of the vaccines that were being given, remember we gave 676 million doses of the vaccine. Any adverse event, if you got hit by a truck after you got your vaccine, that was reported to the vaccine adverse event reporting system. We at CDC have a responsibility to comb through every single one of them to review the medical charts and to see if they are related. It is the case that the vaccine doesn't prevent
being hit. Ms. Walensky, I'll reclaim my time. You did nothing about that and continued to push vaccines. That's what the American people care about.
We review all of the things that come into the vaccine adverse event reporting system. I'd be happy to have our staff educate your staff on the
I don't want my staff educated. You should educate the American people about what you've done of 1.5 million reports, because they feel like you've done nothing and continue to say safe and effective.
Maybe I will just close by saying I don't have plans after I step down. Thank you.
They all revolving door into Big Pharma. Jessica Sutta, former lead singer with a very popular Pussycat Dolls, joins us. She took the shot. She got serious repercussions from it. And Ernest Ramirez, I ran into them both at the premiere of a very important film exposing all this, Mickey Willis's The Great Awakening. And I asked them to come on the show. They are coming on today. Ernest is going to be joining us a little bit later here in the hour. But I wanted to play some of those congressional clips there. And, of course, now more studies have come out that they knew it never was going to work. They knew it was going to cause blood clots. They knew it was going to cause medical problems. But I wanted you to actually talk to somebody who was damaged, who is a popular person in music and, you know, the same thing as Hollywood, who is willing to tell the truth. Because I've talked to a major talk show host who's talked to Jamie Foxx's people. And I know Mike Tyson, I've been on his show. Mike Tyson talked to him and said, no, it was the shot. But Jamie, who reportedly has trouble walking and trouble talking and is in a rehab at a hospital, hasn't decided to come out against the shot yet, even though he met with Dr. Peter McCullough a year ago, and so they're trying to make me take it. Can I have info to try to stop them? We know Ice Cube turned down $9 million for his last movie. We know the White House is still trying to make people have shot records or masks to go to the White House. So they claim that they've backed off. They haven't backed off. Jessica Sutta is our guest. On Instagram, I am Jessica Sutta, S-U-T-T-A. On Twitter, J Sutta, S-U-T-T-A. Jessica, thank you so much for joining us. When I saw you and Ernest at the premiere, I shook your hand, said hi, said, please come on. But I had to get away because I've had Ernest in studio before talking about his son, seeing the photos. And sometimes I get emotionally overcome because I have four children, including a six-year-old daughter. And so I have empathy. I can't imagine what he went through, his son dying days after, what was it, the Pfizer shot. But to know they knew and they still did this, it's just a nightmare. But then it goes even further to be somebody actually damaged by it like you've been. So I appreciate your courage, because they come after you, I know, to tell your testimony. So hopefully other people, before they take this, can be warned. We can stop more people being maimed and killed. And we know they want to bring out new pandemics. They want to bring out new shots, more control. So, Jessica, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for having me. And, you know, the last 2 years after I got my first shot, my life has just not been the same. And Ernest is one of my best friends now. And he really gives me the passion, the drive to fight against this horrible jab, this horrible crime against humanity. No parent should ever bury their child. And, you know, it's just, it's unbelievable. And all these new facts are coming out that this is patented in 1990. I mean, there's all these facts. They didn't just come up with this vaccine. This was a plan set in place. And, it's terrifying, and it is so disturbing. And I regret every day that I went to CVS, but I was trusting the government. I was trusting mass media. Dumb on me. And now I don't trust anyone. So.
Well, you know the saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Ernest did nothing wrong. I know he's racked by guilt. You did nothing wrong. You're being told, safe and effective. It's great. Get things back to normal. Have courage. Save other lives. Don't let the hospitals get overwhelmed. Go get the shots. You're like, okay, but the social contract's been broken. The companies had liability protection deals already signed as part of a larger plan. It's definitely backfired on them. I want to talk about that, but describe for us where you were in your career, what was going on, why, you know, what you were seeing, why you went and took the shot, and then what happened to you.
So in 2019, we were supposed to go on a worldwide tour. We were set to go. I was in London, and then the COVID lockdowns happened, and we were sent home. During that time, I got pregnant with my son, MJ, and it was the most beautiful experience, even though I was scared to death, because I was scared to death of COVID. You have to remember the news stations showing the count death and all of these things adding up. It was terrifying.
This was Pentagon-run psychological warfare experts. They declassified, trying to, quote, terrify the public. So you and everybody else were victims of mind control.
Right. And I know that now, you know, and then about, I guess it was about 32 weeks pregnant, my OB wanted me to get the COVID shot while I was pregnant.
Wow.
And I was at a place where I love my doctor, respect my doctor. She's smarter than me. She's a doctor, you know, and I actually contemplated it, even though I'm not allowed to eat deli meat or sushi, but we can do this experimental, you know, drug on a pregnant woman. And when I got home, my husband said, absolutely not. We've talked about this. You don't want to do that. You know that. But I'm such a people pleaser. And they always pull at my heartstrings, you know, the baby's going to be immune to COVID, you know, and I was so brand new, right? And if I would have gotten that shot pregnant and had this reaction, I would have lost my son. And I can't even think the thought. And I have so much resentment towards my OB. And I truly believe that the OBs that did this, on their patients, and they made money, by the way, Alex, I'm sure you know this. She was about to make $300 off that. Not knowing the side effects, just like kind of trusting whatever she's being told.
And you were about to be Ernest Ramirez. You were about to lose your child because this doctor is just following orders. They know with all the shots in the past, there's a huge fact sheet inside each ampule. It was blank because they wouldn't tell them. So this is amazing. So for those that don't know, go back to what this doctor was telling you, what was happening. Because for listeners that don't know, they have a New England Medical Journal report and a bunch of other studies that 80%+ of first and second trimester women that took these Pfizer Moderna shots had miscarriages, something like 24% third trimester. So this is a literal, not morning after pill. This is a biological chemical abortion shot. And so thank God your instincts kicked in or you would be where, poor Ernest Ramirez is. We'll be talking to her in a moment, who again, all of us are being bombarded by this and all of us are victims of it, but start over and flesh that out.
With the OB.
Yes.
Yeah. She wanted to do it at 32 weeks, you know, and thank God I said no. Thank God my husband said no. Because I do have a lot of friends that got the shot, and almost everyone went into preterm labor. They had their child 2 months before, a month before they're supposed to be delivered, preemies. You know, this is so dangerous and so disturbing, and I truly believe a lot of doctors need to stop being doctors, and we need a whole new system in place, and we need to take Big Pharma out. So.
Absolutely. And I always have a lot to add because I have four children, but I haven't almost had my child killed by them and I haven't had my child killed by them. So I want to, throughout the hour, I'm skipping this break. You guys want to say something, get it out there. I want to bring Ernest Ramirez in here who's at work right now. He wanted to just have you on today, and you're an amazing lady, but I wanted to have him on as well, you know, just because of your friendship and how close you guys have come to each other. But before we go to Ernest here, please continue, Jessica, with just other incredible things you want to tell viewers that they need to understand.
I really want to speak out to the injured community because there's a lot of us and a lot of people are being hidden and being gaslit to think it's some other, I don't know, stiff person syndrome situation, some weird alias that they're covering these injuries with. React19.org. Please join us. You can see a list of doctors' protocols from frontline COVID critical care doctors who are my absolute heroes. We are living in a crisis right now with vaccine injury. It is way worse than you could ever imagine. I have a tremor now. You know, my life has completely been destroyed. 3 days after the shot, I woke up with a muscle spasm that didn't come out for months. I went to the hospital thinking it was an organ, something, because I couldn't get the muscle out of the contraction. And I told the hospital I had gotten the vaccine, but they didn't even correlate it. So a week later, I got the second. So I got the two set of shots. So I have neurological damage. I have a tremor. I have burning in my ribcage every day. I have some days that are good. And then today, I already feel like I need to lay in bed all day. So what I want to tell the public is please, please, please join us, react19.org. We love you. Your voice matters. We have your back. I think it's very, very important to join fellowship. Fellowship is the most important in this journey. You have to be around like-minded people because you have to remember people, when you tell people these things, they think you're a conspiracy theorist. They think that you're making it up, whatever the case may be, because what they believe is what they see on the news and they think that's the truth. But unfortunately, we have been lied to and people are suffering. And if you can find it in your heart to donate to react19.org, the money will really make a big difference in people's lives, because people's lives have been shattered. They've lost jobs. Single parents with two kids can't do anything for their kids. I mean, it's a really, really bad time right now.
No, I totally agree. So, and let me just say, I know about that organization. They are absolutely kicking butt. And what is beautiful, you know, the silver lining in this very dark cloud is there's been a lot of medical tyranny going on for a long time. I mean, Tuskegee experiments on black people with syphilis, that was 50 years ago. But it's getting worse and worse and worse. And now we're admitting that some of the worst elements out there have invaded the medical system and are using us like guinea pigs. And so it's beginning to come out. But you guys have been vindicated. They admit in all these studies now that the shots don't work and cause myocarditis and heart attacks and strokes. They admit it destroys your immune system. They're admitting all this. So for some of the public out there that still goes conspiracy theorists, you guys have been vindicated. Let me ask Ernest Ramirez this. Oh, Jessica, you're going through this saga. Most people know who you are, Ernest, but just recapping about your son. Oh, you're on your lunch break, working hard out there. But what you went through, and then just give us an update on what's happened since we talked to you 6 months ago or so, and how does it affect you to see all these documents and studies that the government and Big Pharma knew before they ever rolled this out this was going to happen? So we now know this was deliberate. How is that affecting you? Because just from an empathy perspective, I'm extremely angry and have trouble controlling myself. And I can't imagine losing your beautiful son. How you're dealing. I know you're fighting back, you're saving lives, you're crisscrossing the country. It's beautiful, but just that whole process, what's that like?
Well, it's hard, Alex, to get up every morning knowing that my son's not here. But like I said, I do it for a purpose. I believe it's to try to protect others. I am getting tired because I'm still getting calls and information from people begging for help. And people are not waking up fast enough. They need to realize we are not lying. I got lucky to meet Jessica. Like I said, I was on the verge of just giving up because I don't seem like I'm doing enough. And, you know, it's hard. I go through this every day. Waking up to an empty house, but then I feel my son wanted me to fight for him and for the other children, because nobody's doing that. When I met Jessie, she just, you know, she helped me. She proved that there are people out there that are standing up. Unfortunately, it's a lot of women. We need these men to stand up. They need to grow a pair. They need to take off them dresses and grow a pair so they can get up here and fight with us. Don't just let the women do this. And like I said, I've been invited all over the U.S., like you said. It's hard because I do have to work. Bills don't stop. They don't care that I lost a child. They just want their money, and that's the way I feel the government is also, you know.
I understand. So let's talk about your beautiful son. And so we, you know, you've saved, because we broke their back. They were still trying to force the shots. They're still trying, but we've backed them off. And I think a lot of that is your testimony and Jessica's testimony. Describe what happened to your son for people that don't know as a warning to everybody, not just about this poison rollout, but the new ones are getting ready. And then Jessica, you're welcome to come in anytime. You guys are close friends and you know, interview Ernest here.
Well, they're they're still lying to us. They're still lying to everyone because I believe their lies. You know, being a single parent, I thought it was protecting my son, you know, and I thought it was for the great purpose of humanity. You know, we're trying to take care of one another. So I took him to get vaccinated. After I took mine, I took him to get vaccinated. He was willing. 5 days later, he went to the park with his friend and his mother. His friend's mother picked him up, took him in to eat, to play basketball. He said they got off the truck and took off running, and he collapsed. like we've seen so many videos of people just dropping all of a sudden. They worked on them. Like I said, the hospitals didn't care when I got there. They acted like, well, you know, it was nothing. It was just another day to them.
And that's because suddenly it is just another day. This is happening by the millions. So sorry.
Yeah, but they just told me that, you know, I could go home, that my son was dead. And, you know, like I said, like I meant nothing to them. They didn't realize that my world ended. My whole world was destroyed. I mean, I figured the least, you know, Biden could have gave me condolences. Even our governor could have called, returned my call, and gave condolences. Not even that. So all they did was anger me, and they made me stand up. They're the ones that put me in this position, and I'm going to be a thorn in their side till all this comes to an end.
Well, but thanks to you and others, it is. And here's the thing. There are millions of parents around the world that have lost their children in these shots. We know that from the numbers. And most of them just are afraid. And so you're an example going public. That's why this is so important. And you're right here in Austin, Texas. And but what is it like, Ernest, and also Jessica, though? The good news is you've been vindicated. It's coming out that they knew that this didn't work and it caused heart attacks and myocarditis. And so, I mean, we're not about vengeance here. That's God's, but we need justice. What would you like to see happen to Fauci and people like that?
Ernest, you want to take this?
That's God's job right there. What they need to do is strip them of all their finances, everything, and give it to the injured to help them and to be convicted. No special treatment, nothing. Go to general population and suffer and thank, you know, the rest of their life, what little life they have left, to what they've done to our world, not just our nation. It's a worldwide issue. How they've injured and killed people, and they've gotten away with it. They need to pay here, not just in front of the good Lord. They need to pay here. They need to suffer here. Like I said, I don't wish death on them. That's too easy. They need to be punished to 100%. They need to suffer and think of what they've done to us.
100%. And I think, you know, what I've noticed is that the shot is still on the market. I was at CVS the other day waiting in line for something, and this guy was like taking himself to get a booster, and I wanted to scream and just grab him and say, no, don't do this. It's weak. That every booster weakens the immune system. Okay. If you have cancer, it could cause turbo cancer. It is the spike protein in the mRNA is so dangerous that, it's unbelievable that this was injected into a human person, period. You know, and the fact that they knew all about this all along, this has been a plan and we have just been tricked. And also the mass media still doesn't understand how the severity of this and won't even listen to some of the things I have to say, you know, especially in Hollywood. They're just like the sleepwalkers, I call them, you know. It's just, it's like, wake up.
Jessica Sutta, stay right there. I want to talk about you. With you when we come back, what we need to do, absolutely, and where you see all this going. And Ernest Ramirez, this is so important, ladies and gentlemen, not just for the victims, not just for the dead and dying, but what they want to do to more of us, as she just said. We'll be right back with both our special guests on this live Wednesday, June 14th broadcast. A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality
winning formula, and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy. Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular would ever happen. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believed they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand, please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
A lot of questions, and I think I just need to get out of the way here and let Jessica Sutup and, of course, Ernest Ramirez, both victims of the Big Pharma takeover of our bodies. We had top scientists, former chief scientist at Pfizer come out, Michael Yeadon, months before the shots began and said it would cause myocarditis, blood clots, heart attacks. He knew that they'd done previous studies on rats with similar injections. And he says it's part of a global depopulation program. I want to ask Ernest Ramirez, who I know is at work, a hardworking man there with a telephone company, to make any other comments or points he'd like to make, and let him maybe get some time for lunch and get back to work. And then I want to just ask Jessica Sutta for the rest of the hour, who's a smart lady, to give her big picture on this and where she thinks this is going. But boy, did she dodge a bullet, not letting him give her a shot when she was pregnant. And then, obviously, she took the injection, had major problems. We can comment on Jamie Foxx. I mean, there's so many angles of this, but instead of me asking questions, let me just give you guys the floor, and I'm going to sit back and listen. Ernest, you got the floor for 5 minutes, 10, whatever you want to say to the public.
Well, the main thing is just to protect themselves, protect your babies, your family, your grandchildren. This is very important. They're trying to take over our world. You already know they ripped God out of D.C. and our school. We need to teach our children how how to read the Bible, not how to put on dresses. If they're little boys, they're little girls, they're girls. I mean, this is going all across the board. We need to protect them. We need to raise them right. Like I said, these animals, I guess, you know, men wanting to wear dresses is not right. You know, we need to, they're supposed to be taking care of their families, taking care of the children, and no, the dresses are for the mothers, for the women. And I just want to remind everyone, too, we have events that we will be at. I thank the good Lord put Jessica in my path because, you know, I figure we can do more together than what we can do apart. So we'll be, have an event in Conroe, Texas. We'll be at, on July 22nd, Gainesville, Florida, August 5th. And, you know, like I said, the dynamic duel, both of us, we're going to fight back as much as we can for as long as we can. You know, I love her. I got to give respects to her husband for allowing her to fight this fight. Because he supports her rather than keeping her locked up and telling her to stay quiet. You know, I appreciate that, man.
Hopefully, well, we heard from her earlier that he was the one that said, no, sweetheart, because she was doing like you. She's like, I want to help society. I want to protect people. And he was the one that's like, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
No, but he's allowing her to, you know, speak her piece, to fight back this fight. And like she was mentioning, funds are low on React 19. I don't benefit out of it. No one does except the vaccine injured. Not just React19.org. You can also text the word REACT, R-E-A-C-T, to 50155. You know, $5, $10, $20. You can't even buy a decent lunch with $20.
No, I mean, it takes money to win a war. That's what I keep telling listeners. And we're so close to overturning the enemy. We are so close to victory, but we need the listeners to understand this is a full effort.
Yes, sir, sure. Exactly. I mean, and we have to bring our people back to a somewhat normal lifestyle. They shouldn't have to live this way. When the government dropped the ball and they're not helping them, we need to at least help each other.
Did you see where Biden's trying to bring mandates back and masks back and having to have shots? I mean,
Yes, sir. He doesn't even know how to change his diapers. Why is he trying to get us to get another jab? No.
Let me put that in the lower third because, folks, every guest we have on that we say donate to, we mean to do it. But you could not do it at a more important place. These guys are crisscrossing the country, saving so many lives, going on radio, going on TV, doing a lot of interviews. When I saw them at this big event, there were dozens, 50 cameras, radio stations, and they probably reached millions just two Saturdays ago when I was with them, and so did we. And we just can't give up. We got to keep fighting. The enemy's trying to break our will. So Jessica and Ernest, we'll put a lower third up. Again, how do people support the work you guys are doing?
So you can go to react19.org, join the website, join the fellowship, group chats, connect with the community. There's so much you can do. I think one of the things is spreading the awareness of vaccine injury because we are in a crisis and if people don't get the attention that they need, the help, the medical help, the financial help, people are not going to make it. And I'm going to tell you this. This week, I've had three messages of someone who's already done assisted suicide and two people asking for assisted suicide. I understand their pain so much. But what my main thing is to speak out is just to say, please don't give up. Don't give up. People can recover. We can't. We have the science. We have the doctors. We have the people behind us now. The real science, not the Fauci science. That's the BS science. This is the real stuff that is going to heal us, and I know people can recover. I just, it really shatters my heart because I know the pain. I've stared at the ceiling when the neuropathy was going through my rib cage and my spine, and my whole brain is taken over. It does feel like you're dying. You can't see the light. But for me, joining the fellowship and meeting Ernest especially, like he's become one of my best friends in the whole world. We talk every single day. You know, I saw videos of him before I came into the fellowship, and I didn't understand the severity because I thought maybe it wasn't that many, right? But when I stepped into the world, there are so many people suffering and so many grieving parents. And we gotta stop this. We just have to stop this for humanity. This is just not fair. It's not fair. And
well, we have the insurance company numbers. Every country that gave the shot has a 42 to 48%. The average is like 45 increase in death. World War II wasn't a 10% increase. World War I wasn't. I mean, this is bigger than World War II numbers of deaths every year. Right. I mean, but we know there's been almost 300 sporting deaths, of people having heart attacks in soccer and other games, and 200 something a year. It used to be like one a year. Remember, like one guy would have a heart attack who was young, and everybody wondered why it was. It was usually cocaine or something. Now hundreds of deaths. I mean, it's just, and listen, everybody in this office has family or others that have died from the shots. I have, people get mad around the office when I say names, so I'm gonna leave it this. In my personal life, I have two assistants. Okay? Cause I'm a busy guy. Both of them, one of them had a family, a person close die. The other's boyfriend took the shot. Cause he was, by the way, an exercise guy, 25 years old. Myocarditis, passes out all the time, having heart attacks, he'll be dead soon. I mean, literally, this is in my own life. I have two assistants. Both of them have people sick and dying and dead around them. I mean, this is insane.
I have a family member who lost her hearing. Okay. My mom just had an aneurysm, which is a side effect of the shot. It's all happening and it's being hidden under other medical terms. Well, what's the common denominator in the last 2.5 years? Wake up, you guys. You know, it's wild. I've had conversations with people like, can you believe how many people are dying on the football field? And the response I get from because I get it from the news. Yeah. You know, football is a really strenuous sport. It's just, you know, they're really, what? Wake up, you guys. This is unreal.
And there's suddenly ads on the sides of buses. It's normal to have heart attacks when you're a child. No, it's not.
What? No, it's not. It's not normal. None of this is normal. So, yeah.
Let me ask you both this. And Ernest, I know you're at work, out there working your ass off in 100-degree heat here in Austin. That's why you're working 6 days a week, so I can never come in studio. So thanks for spending your lunch with us. But big picture, what is your message to the people that did this?
No, I have so many words that come out. It's just one word, evil. They're demonic, period. That's all it is. They know what they were doing, and they were doing it for their purpose, not just financial, some type of evil ritual they're doing.
Bingo.
That's how I see it. And another thing, Alex.
Stop. I'm going to interrupt you. I was about to say it's a satanic ritual, human sacrifice. And then you just said it because the spirits, it's the truth. It's about their power. And if they can get everybody to go along with this murder, they've corrupted the whole system and they win. So they did this by design. They didn't expect it. Start over. Repeat what you just said. Because it's literally, out of 1,000 answers, you just nailed it in my view. Ernest Ramirez, say that again.
Exactly. That's why I said it's an evil ritual. It's not just about money. You know, they're doing this. It was planned. I mean, we know the gates of hell have been opened. You know, it says in Revelations right there, the rapture's already been in process right now. God's taking his children up, and the rest of us are here to suffer. And the gates of, in the Bible, it says the gates of hell will be opened and demons will be released. They are released. They're in D.C. They're in control of our country. They have taken human form. Don't look for some monster, some demonic-looking animal, whatever. No. They are up there already. Like I said, they've taken human form. They are after our children. What's the first thing a demon will do? They want your children. So, I mean, the instruction book's right there. All you have to do is read it. That's it. You know, you don't have to listen to me. You don't have to listen to Jessica. Read the instruction book. And don't just flip to the end. It's step by step. It tells you everything that we're going through. It is coming to happen right now. It's happening right now as we look at it.
Incredible. Ernest, how do people follow you on Twitter? How do they support you? Because quite frankly, I love the fact you work. I'm trying to get you on Saturdays and Sundays. I'm sorry, I'm working. Every time I talk to you, you're out there, you know, stringing telephone lines, which is great. You're a hardworking man. But I wish we could actually get you full-time doing this because you're so much more effective. But how do people support you? How do they get behind your message?
Well, you can visit my son's website, Junior's Guardian Voice, JRSGuardianVoice.com, and also have a give, send, go button there. I have an application. If you're vaccine injured or you're grieving, you can contact me there. please, or you can go to Life Under to help me keep traveling because, you know, I'm an average person working paycheck to paycheck. You can go to Life Under and look up Justice for Ernesto, and that helps me keep me on the road. And also, if you're vaccine injured, we had a couple people. I hold a Twitter space every Monday at 5 p.m. Central for my vaccine injured. If we had some new people come in, they said they were looking for information and stuff, and they found our space. Now they know that they're not alone. They have a community. They have a family, unfortunately, that we understand. We're here for each other. We're here to help you.
Well, that's right. They want to censor and isolate so we don't know that we're with others, and we don't know we're strong. And that's why what you and Jessica are doing is so important. Ernest, thank you so much. You're going to give people for radio listeners the name of your Twitter account so people can follow it.
It's at RGV Runner 01. It's at RGV Runner 01.
All right. Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Everyone's welcome. Everyone's welcome to join the space every Monday at 5 o'clock.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. There goes Ernest Ramirez. In the 10 minutes we have left, Jessica, cover the waterfront, where you see this going. You haven't really talked about what happened to you. You said you get tremors. How fast did you get sick from the shot? Other key points you'd like to reveal to folks.
Yeah, you know, it was 3 days after I got the first Moderna shot, and I woke up with a muscle spasm in my back that just wouldn't leave. And I'm an athlete. I'm a professional dancer, so I did every therapy I possibly could, but nothing would take it out. So I ended up in the hospital, and they did all these CAT scans and blood work and all of these things, and they're like, you're healthy. We don't see a problem, you know, and they're like, oh, she must be crazy sort of thing. They didn't associate the first vax, so I got the second shot, right, and that's what did me in, and I developed a tremor. Head twitches, leg twitches, involuntary arm twitches. I still get that a lot. And then all over body fatigue, joint pain. I couldn't dance again right now if I tried. I do have my ballet bar there. I pray that one day I'll be able to do that again. It's just, you know, it's just a reminder that this evil is just running through my veins, and whatever I can do to stop this from happening to anyone else, I'm going to do it. And I know this is dangerous territory, but it's so wild to me to speak the truth is dangerous. How sad is that? How sad is that humanity has come to this? I mean, it's been like this for a long time. We've just been shielded by false information that is given to us in the television, right? Telling a vision. It's unbelievable. So if I can do anything to stop this, I'm going to. This whole thing has absolutely changed my perception of the world. It's changed my perception of Hollywood. I'm actually really grossed out by Hollywood. The fake, you know, thing that just goes around here to fill their pockets. I know a lot of people made a lot of money from Big Pharma to promote this, to push this out, but I don't think they realize how severe the cases are and how many deaths have occurred by them just saying, oh, it's safe and effective. Those words, they lied. And I don't know how I could ever go back, and I don't know how I'll ever trust anyone ever again after this, you know? I feel like I'm going to wake up from this nightmare, but every day I wake up in my body, and it's in pain, and I don't know when my last will be here, you know? So I live each day to the fullest. Being a mother has been the greatest gift in the whole world. And I'm just trying to stay strong for my son and my husband, you know?
Well, I'm not a medical doctor, but get COVID from the bioweapon release or the shot, it's even worse. I have talked to a lot of top people, and with Rob Dude, looked like 20 years older. He's been here 14 years, good friend of mine. He got it, almost killed him. He got down to 90% oxygen for weeks. He almost died. And he did, not just inhalable steroids. He did inhalable, glutathione, and he took six, seven regimens of ivermectin. And let's not lie, folks, it can have liver effects, but that's better than dying. But he did that, and he looks like he did before he got it. He's finally back to regular oxygen, doing 30-mile bike rides again. And, because he used to be an athlete. He was a college, full scholarship basketball player. But he came back from it. And so my dad got long-haul COVID. He had to do 3 regimens of ivermectin and almost came back 100%. He still had some effects. I'd say he's 90% back. But also, I'm not selling our products. Anything that you find, like our nitric boost formula, there's a lot of blood cleaners out there. Ours is just, you know, one of the best out there. But a nitric boost is known to clean the blood out. Have you gotten any advice from a Peter McCullough or anybody about things that, or Judy Mikovits, of things that could cleanse your blood?
Yes, I love Peter McCullough. He's such a great guy. Dr. Palmeric is one of my doctors. I'm on the protocol. We've done things that to clean out my blood because I do have a blood clotting disorder, which is very terrifying. And an autoimmune, a new vaccine autoimmune disease that they just don't know how to treat. It's very similar to MS. When I went to the conference of the frontline doctors, a couple months ago in Texas, it was really terrifying to see where the spike protein enters your whole entire body. It crosses your blood-brain barrier, but it also goes into your skull and in your blood. So, I mean, it's causing distress and neurological distress to so many people. And I also want to say, I had just had my baby, so it was 3 months after, so I had baby weight. I lost that baby weight in 3 months. I lost 50 pounds like that. I mean, and it just shed off of me. And I've noticed that with a lot of people with vaccine injury, it's very similar. They lose weight very, very fast.
Yeah, that happened to my dad. It almost killed my dad. The unnatural virus they created. Wow. But pulling back, I mean, do you see what I see or what do you see? Imagine if we accepted this, the power they'd have over us. People think, like, why would they kill us? Why would they do this? Well, because they want to do it and see if we'll accept them as the abusers. Now they're in full control of us. Now they can call us when they want. The good news is I think they failed. I wouldn't give us an A-plus in defeating them. I'd give us a C-minus. But it's a C-minus is enough. If we leverage that, we can really stop their next operation.
Yeah, they hurt too many people, and they hurt the wrong people. Do you know what I'm saying? Like the people that will speak out for humanity, that will not cower. Cause I was told not to speak out. What about your career? Keep my career. I don't want to go back to Hollywood. They're weird.
By the way, let's start over. I meant to ask you this up front today and I forgot. Now you brought it up yourself. What do you think they're saying to Jamie Foxx to keep him quiet and others? Cause I've talked to folks that have talked to Foxx. He goes, no, it's the damn shot. He was mad. He told McCullough he was mad a year ago. He told him no. He finally succumbed. Then he took a booster, got even sicker. So tell us what was said to you by the whole rock and roll Hollywood combine.
Well, first of all, the Jamie Foxx thing, it breaks my heart so much because we need to break this into mainstream media so badly because the attention that it needs for these patients that have been adversely reacted, have an adverse reaction to the vaccine, it's so severe. People are not going to make it. I'm telling you, people are going to either take their life or they're going to just die suddenly. And when we heard that this happened to him, it was horrible, but we felt like we had an ally and then it was fake news. But we all know the truth, and it breaks my heart. I don't know what happened with that. You know, that it's so sad. We needed Jamie, you know.
Well, it's like Delmar Hamlin, but talk about the pressure you went under. What did they say to you to shut up? And you didn't shut up.
Oh, I mean, I'm not, none of my agents are calling me anymore. You know, I don't talk to most of my bandmates at all anymore. We've kind of separated ways anyway, but, it is career suicide. You're probably not going to be able to work again if you speak against this. Cause a lot of shows are brought to you by Big Pharma. I mean, look at the Grammys, brought to you by Pfizer. For me as a human being and as a mother, there's no way I could ever be a part of anything that's brought to you by Pfizer. Because I really believe that Pfizer has blood on their hands, and it's devastating. And until you look into the eyes of Ernest and you see the grieving eyes that he'll never have a son, even if he's laughing, if I make a joke or something, you still see his eyes, you know, you still see he's just like empty, you know, and there's so many more people. And I just think that this is just horrible. And,
no, I totally agree. His eyes touched me when I met you and I had to walk off because I have children and I see that intense loss and pain and that heart being torn out. And I've lost family and had bad things happen as well. Nothing at that level, but it triggers that. And then it triggers an anger of where I want to start getting violent, but the enemy set it up where they can spin that against us. But they've got to be punished though.
They do. And the money that, because a lot of politicians also, there's proof that politicians made a lot of money. I think Joe Biden made about $7.1 million or something, that Kamala made $250,000. You know, of course they're going to say this is still safe and effective. They're still going to go with the narrative because they like what it's called money. They like that money. You know, they want to fill their pockets. They want to be, you know, rich and for the sake of other people's lives, which is absolutely despicable. And I hope this administration leaves as soon as possible. I truly feel like this administration's evil.
Oh, they are. No kidding. In the 2.5 minutes we have left, leaving it all in the field, Jessica, what else do you want to impart to folks? Think about what it is you haven't said you want people to know.
I think we need to spread the awareness and you have to start list. If you have any doubts about vaccine injury, I think it's good. It's best for you to lean in and start looking at the information, jump down that rabbit hole of misinformation, which turns out to be real information, and really see the actual studies and the videos of people that are destroyed by this mRNA gene therapy shot, and show compassion, be there to listen to their fears, their be there to help them with their groceries. I mean, humanity needs us so badly. And, you know, speak out about halting this horrible mRNA gene therapy shot. It's time to get it off the market. There's no need for it. It doesn't stop the transmission of the virus, and it doesn't stop you from getting it. It's a big old baloney nightmare lie. And everyone needs to wake up and speak out and start, you know, supporting the vax injured, and stop calling us conspiracy theorists. Cause I'm getting to a point where if you don't have a tinfoil hat on, I don't trust you. So.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, Jessica Sutta, thank you for taking care of Ernest. He's a great guy. You can see the pain in his eyes, and you dodged a bullet, even though you personally didn't. Your son did. So thank God for, you know, everything. Give us updates as things unfold. Next time you're back in Austin, please come in studio, and just thank you for everything you're doing.
Alex, thank you so much for having me on your show. You are so awesome. This is such an honor.
It's an honor to be here with you. Thank you so much. All right. I'm going to start the third hour, take calls, cover a bunch of news we haven't hit. If I don't do this, we won't be here. We have great products you need. Superfemal Vitality, 50% off. We have, when I talk about nitric boost, it cleans out your blood. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. We have great CBD oil that is so good for your immune system, your joints, your neurological systems. That's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm just keeping X3 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine for sale at 25% off, even though it's going to sell out. We need funds to keep this operation on air. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right. Coming up, I've got a new Greg Reese report in the first 5 minutes, and then I'm coming back, opening the phones up, and hitting a bunch of other news we haven't covered yet on this live Wednesday, June 14th, 2023 transmission. But that was a very important hour you just heard. I hope you share it. Fauci hopes you don't.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical slash supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain.
and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund our operation.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
During World War II, the Nazis' most classified project was known as Die Glock, the Bell. Secret documents found years later reveal that the Bell was a new kind of exotic energy technology that could affect time and defy gravity. In 1939, the Nazis set up a secret base in Antarctica known as New Swabia. Starting in 1945, Operation Paperclip secretly brought hundreds of Nazi scientists into America, where they were hired by the military-industrial complex. In 1946, Admiral Richard Byrd led a military expedition known as Operation High Jump to seek out Nazi base New Swabia and other Antarctica bases. On his way back to the U.S., Admiral Byrd told Chilean newspaper El Mercurio that in the event of a new war, the U.S. would be facing military craft that can fly from one pole to the other with incredible speed. In 1959, a dozen nations signed the Antarctic Treaty, making it illegal for anyone to travel south of the 60th parallel without government permission. Since then, curious videos have circulated that show what appear to be Nazi UFOs. And just last Monday, Dr. Stephen Greer introduced Antarctica whistleblower Eric Hecker.
In 2010, I was selected to go down to the South Pole Station in Antarctica for an entire year by Raytheon Polar Services as an employee of a third-party contractor for the National Science Foundation. I function in a dual-role capacity as a tradesman and a firefighter. My responsibilities required me to be more informed than most of my crew and offered me complete access to the facilities. What I learned from this unique experience needs to be shared with the entire world. The technology at the South Pole Station certainly can do what it is presented as its primary purposes, and unfortunately, much more. The Ice Cube Neutrino Detector is presented as a passive listening device for the purposes of the science as presented. But I'm going to skip right through the chase, folks. I have provided documentation that proves that the 5,160, what they call DOMs, that are embedded in the ice can actually transmit at 2,047 volts each. That gives us a long list of things to consider. It is effectively a multifaceted directed energy weapons platform that I will list rapidly a few things that it can do. Vehicle detection. We're learning that these off-world craft, on-world craft, ours or other nations, are also emitting neutrinos. So this makes the South Pole Station effectively an air traffic control station for this new level of equipment that nobody's discussing. In addition to the ability to detect neutrinos and the exotic vehicles, I have provided documentation that shows that this is also a system for faster-than-light communications. In the past, Gary McKinnon has hacked NASA, found the off-world fleet, the list of captains, and it's apparent that if we have faster-than-light vehicles moving throughout the system, we're going to need faster-than-light communications. This is that facility. Unfortunately, I have other bad news. The season that I was there, 2010 to 2011, we converted from construction to operations and maintenance in both the elevated station and the detector array. Unfortunately, when they first fired it up, that was when we had the earthquakes in Christchurch, New Zealand. There's two incidental shots before they were able to target it correctly. This is an earthquake-generating device as well. This is the weapons of war that we have to deal with now and what Raytheon's hiding. There's an ELF system at the South Pole Station that when I was arrived, I was told it was off, dismantled, and completely defunct. In my work, I will rapidly just tell you, I had to figure out the circuitry for certain other repairs, and I found that this system is, in fact, completely energized, up and running, and being utilized with the other systems for nefarious purposes as well. The Atmospheric Research Observatory is in what we call the clean air sector. I witnessed myself a very powerful green laser shooting out of the top of this facility into the cosmos. This, I believe, is a secondary form of long-range communications and or a defense system. A question of power comes into play for all of these facilities that are present. I assure you, I knew what was going on. I knew the load demands of the facility, and all of these new items exceed the demand for the systems that I was presented. I am doing due diligence and research. I believe there is either a secondary power supply there that is either nuclear, that was there prior to the start of the Antarctic Treaty, which prohibits such things, and or that there is some sort of...
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Live not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing. But I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, if you just joined us, that Greg Reeves report with the engineer and firefighter from the Antarctic command base is very credible. And I'll assure you, people running the show have been given orders to get rid of us, or they're gone. But the folks given the orders are not in charge of this planet. So the people trying to call for the annihilation of humanity are batting for the other side, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so let's get down to brass tacks here. I'm not in love with Trump, and I don't think Trump's a perfect person. But Royce White will play this clip first. Former NBA star and MMA fighter, smart guy. He never even cusses on air, but he cussed on purpose in this video. We bleeped it out to say, don't be a Pharisee. Don't worry about cuss words. Worry about the actual actions. I know why he did it. It was to make a note about it. But the same thing I said last week, same thing Tucker Carlson said last night, is regardless of what you think about Trump, he is the leader. He won the last election. He's way in the position to win this one, and they're saying you can't have him. If you don't then get behind Trump, you support the globalist coup. I mean, it's really not rocket science. Now, thank God, finally, articles of impeachment have been introduced, but not by McCarthy. We'll tell you about that coming up, but we got to impeach Joe Biden. We've got to get on the offense against these people. But I wanted to play... We'll play the Royce White in a minute. Let's play this first clip here of Trump talking about this day will go down in infamy as Joe Biden will forever be remembered as not only the most corrupt president in U.S. history of our country, but perhaps even more importantly, the president who together with a band of his closest thugs, misfits, and Marxists, try to destroy American democracy. I get mad. I start feeling sorry for myself. I throw fits. Trump's not doing that. He's like an icebreaker going straight at him. And I admire that and the fact that he hasn't buckled under pressure. I have to be honest about that. So here's a few minutes of Trump, then we'll get to Royce White, then we'll get to all this other news, and then we'll take your phone calls here today. But here's Trump.
Down in infamy, and Joe Biden will forever be remembered as not only the most corrupt president in the history of our country, but perhaps even more importantly, the president who, together with a band of his closest thugs, misfits, and Marxists, tried to destroy American democracy. But they will fail, and we will win bigger and better than ever before. Charging a former president of the United States under the Espionage Act of 1917 wasn't meant for this. An act for a crime so heinous that only the death penalty would do, and threatening me with 400 years in prison for possessing my own presidential papers, which just about every other president has done, is one of the most outrageous and vicious legal theories ever put forward in an American court of law. The Espionage Act has been used to go after traitors and spies. It has nothing to do with a former president legally keeping his own documents. As president, the law that applies to this case is not the Espionage Act, but very simply the Presidential Records Act, which is not even mentioned in this ridiculous 44-page indictment. Under the Presidential Records Act, which is civil, not criminal, I had every right to have these documents. The crucial legal precedent is laid out in the most important case ever on this subject, known as the Clinton Sox case. You know what that means?
By the way, let's stop right there, because I meant to get to this. We'll skip this network break, too. Let's play Rachel Maddow and let's play Tapper on CNN, both MSNBC and CNN, both saying, we're not going to show you this speech because he's a liar. Well, I mean, they would let us see speeches given by... I mean, we all thought he was guilty, but he got to give a speech. Jeffrey Dahmer got to give a speech at his sentencing, but not Trump. Oh, no, we're going to protect you here at CNN from lies. We're going to protect you, Rachel Maddow said, from lies. We're not going to let you hear it. Everything you just said was true. It's all true. And everybody knows it who's got half a brain. But just think about the level of deception we're dealing with here. Oh, we're not going to let you see this, kids. This is too scary for you to see. We can't let you hear him. We're just going to indict a U.S. president for the first time in history for having his own papers. And then we're not going to let you hear from him. Kind of like in my show trials in Connecticut and Texas, the judges found me guilty and then said, you can't defend yourself. And everybody looked at TV and said, why are his lawyers so dumb? They weren't allowed to say I was innocent under penalty of contempt. But the news would never turn the cameras on when the judges in Texas and Connecticut would read a list of things. You may not say you're innocent. You may not say you're not worth $400 million. You may not say you did not do these things. And they get up there and say, and Alex Jones sent people to pee on my son's grave. And then he came at my house and shot bullets at it. No witnesses, no police reports. None of it was even, I'm just sitting there going, and it's like, the judge is like, keep your damn mouth shut, son. And the jury's sitting there hearing from a judge, this man's already guilty. Since when did the judge say that? You will find him guilty, and he's got $400 million he makes a year. I figure we get 3 years of his money. Don't make $2 million a year. But that's how it works, folks. And that's how it works for tyrants. At first, when they're cheating and doing this, at first, when they're running all their thing, well, nobody recognizes that we're invincible. But then all the checks and balances collapse and the whole civilization goes down. And that's what they've done now to the president. And can you imagine life under these people if they get away with it? A jury in Connecticut found that I owe $90+ million. To an FBI agent that I've never heard of, never said his name, none of my hosts did, never showed a picture of him, never knew who he was until he filed suit on him. But I owe him $90 million. It's just like, it's a joke. But that's all they've got. is the little man behind the curtain at Wizard of Oz. And as it gets more and more ridiculous, they just pile on and they double down and it gets crazier and it gets weirder and it gets nuttier. Remember, I was giving this break. So here is CNN and MSNBC saying, you don't get to hear what the bad man said. That's not Trump being censored. That's you being censored from what you're allowed to hear. But that's how desperate they are. While they're committing this crime against us all, open election meddling, they don't want us to be able to hear what's going on. You know this doesn't end well for them. But see, I don't care about them. I don't want to hurt them. I don't want to save them. I don't want to empower them. I just don't want to be around these people. But you see, when they go down, we all go down. That's the problem, is we're held hostage by these people. And their weak, feeble behavior and their twisting, their lack of honor, their all these things they are. They take pissed off nerds from school who have an axe to grind and they recruit them and they put them in power and they teach them to do bad things to people who've done nothing to them as if they're victims. Get back at the white man. Get back at the corporation. Get back at the rich guy. Meanwhile, the biggest, richest white men run it all and just sit back and laugh at it all as they smash and persecute and inject us with poison and spy on us and take our rights and human traffic. But it's all okay because they're in power, but they're also the victims. They're also the underdog because these hunchback judges and people are disgusting people. I'm sorry they come from disgusting families. I'm sorry they're ugly. I'm sorry they're disgusting. I'm sorry they were picked because they were so weak and the devil could smell their stink. And so they feel oppressed by their own spiritual weakness. And they're mad that we're not like them, so they want to hurt us. That's why Alexander Soros wants to kill you. Kill your freedom. You want to empower him. He doesn't want to be helped. He wants you to be destroyed. Because then he can be on top. That's why he keeps saying you're on top of him. We don't want to be around him. But he's on top because he's gonna be somebody. He's gotta show you. And he'll join forces with all these evil groups to cut your resources off and open your borders and defund your police because he hates you. These are creepy people. These are bad people. And they're going down. Our goal is to not go down with them, and we will not. The French say it, and they're right. The best revenge is living well. So here is CNN and MSNBC saying, you the little people, the scum, the trash. Remember when Fredo Cuomo on CNN years ago said, we're going to show you some WikiLeaks here, but you're not allowed to look at them. If you look at it, you go to jail. We're allowed to look at it. Well, this is beyond that. Here it is.
We do have now some of the sound. As I told you, we're not carrying his remarks live because, frankly, he says a lot of things that are not true and sometimes potentially dangerous.
Court judges are supposed to. Now, I need to say that former President Trump has just started making public remarks, just as he did on the evening of his first arraignment on criminal charges. That was April, when he was booked on 34 felony counts brought by the state of New York. Now, tonight, after his arraignment on federal felony charges, he's speaking again, this time to an audience of his supporters that's gathered for a campaign fundraiser tonight at his golf club and summer home in New Jersey. We knew heading into this that he was planning to make these remarks. We are prepared for his pre-fundraiser remarks tonight to again be essentially a Trump campaign speech. Because of that, we do not intend to carry these remarks live. As we have said before in these circumstances, there is a cost to us as a news organization to knowingly broadcast untrue things. We are here to bring you the news. It hurts our ability to do that if we live broadcast what we fully expect in advance to be a litany of lies and false accusations, no matter who says them. And I do not say this with any glee. I hope it is clear that this is not a glib decision. We take our responsibilities seriously. We revisit decisions like this all the time. We make the best call that we can in real time every time. But tonight, our call is this. We will monitor that speech by the newly indicted former president. We will not carry his remarks live. If he says anything newsworthy, we promise we will turn that right around and bring it back to you.
That's right. God forbid anyone hear what the accused has to say. The number one rule is guilty until proven guilty, like Alex Jones. Never innocent until proven guilty. Never do you hear from the accused. That is the American liberal way. And Rachel Maddow is a lesbian, and that makes her superior to everyone. And again, I don't hate lesbians. I don't. I don't need to kiss your ass and go, I don't hate lesbians. I don't give it, you know. Everybody knows the joke. Like, I'm a lesbian is my spirit animal. I mean, I like women. The point is, you're a lesbian. Cool. I don't need to hear about your sex life. Leave me alone. You're a tyrant. You're a corporate whore that supports war and censorship and surveillance and political persecution of people. So get out of my way. Just leave me alone, you monster. You know, Tucker Carlson last night did a really great job. His first big piece, he's on three now, was just about all the tyranny and control in America and decline by design. His next one was how we need to cling to our taboos, how the Democrats have made their operating system pedophilia, because if they can get the kids, they get everything. They're like, okay, what's the one thing that gives us full control? The kids. Well, we don't want to just brainwash them. We'll just say we can sexualize them, and then everything else is gravy. You see? And then his piece last night was why they went after Trump. And it's true. Trump is deeply anti-war. Deeply. You know, he gives speeches like, Vietnam's under our control economically now, and we work with them. Why'd we lose, 80,000 troops and kill 3 million of them? We could have just gone there and built hotels. So he said to Kim Jong-un, he said, you got better real estate than South Korea, and they're the most prosperous country in the world per capita. Why don't you let us in? We'll fix it all, but you got to let your people have food, okay? They'll be fat like you soon. And the Chi-Com said no. And so because he doesn't want to have World War III, that's not good for business, he's the bad guy. Because the Lindsey Grahams and the John McCains, God rest his soul in Hades, they just think there's something manly about war. Something manly about killing people. I saw a clip last week of Jake Tapper salivating over cruise missiles and dead Russians, and I saw a clip of Graham salivating over it. And like anybody that's ever really killed a lot of people knows it's bad luck and it's something you got to do and you don't just get off on it. But these guys have actually not killed anybody themselves. Certainly not with their bare hands. And they just think it's like a tough thing. They think it's a cool thing and they fetishize it and they sit there and they just dream about it all day long and abort babies, and cut little boys' penises off. It's all about power. We're killing people. We're wrecking things. We're dominating. We've got 30% of the U.S. public on a bunch of psychotropics. Because they're so low, they need to lower you down so they feel good. Like, oh, I'm Lindsey Graham. I'm really low and I'm scum. Oh, but I'm above you. I cut your son's penis off. So that's how this works, and that's where they are, and they're not going to go away without a fight, politically, culturally, economically, spiritually. And when we win all those fights, they're going to launch a physical attack on us. That's why I'm so against the physical confrontation. Not that we won't win it, but in the winning it, we'll become what they are. We have to thread the needle on this violence. And we have to let the situation continue to ripen. And our enemies already know that they've lost the battle. And so they really want to kick the physical war off very, very soon. And again, I'll say this to everybody. For those of you that dream of violence, I would imagine you've not even picked out any targets. So, understand this. I'm a pretty smart guy, and all the other smart folks I talk to agree violence is not what we need to do. So let's just take violence off the table 100%. Because there's more than one way to skin a cat. And we're winning the political cultural war right now, though it's very painful, though our casualties are very large. Our casualties will be much larger, and the enemy has a chance of winning if they're able to get a violent confrontation going. And don't worry, for all you that want violence, they're going to stage false flags and kick it off. But we need the metaphysical high ground of them having to stage it and not us being dumbasses and going out and being part of it. So I'll repeat to you what happened in 1775 at Bunker Hill that led to Lexington and Concord. As the British march up the hill to the armory to confiscate the rifles and the ammo and the gunpowder they needed to protect themselves from both pirates in the sea and Native Americans to the west. And the captain of the militia said, "We're not going to fire first, but if they shoot at us, we're going to shoot back. And if they want the war to start here today, it will start here." And he was the first one to get shot and killed. So, for all of you that are really excited about getting some killing going on, I want you to understand that it's very important that we let the enemy attack first. And you're like, they've been attacking with the shots and all. I get it. But it needs to be real obvious for everybody. And I'll use the cheesy Star Wars Episode 4 analogy of Obi-Wan Kenobi fighting Darth Vader. And he lets Darth Vader get him because it's going to inspire the next generation. It's a perfect ending. And it's really done just right. And that fiction echoes real history. And so I know a lot of people want to get violent right now. And believe me, at a certain level, I'm the same way. But I'm smart enough to control my animal instincts and realize that if you really want to cook the goose, if you really want to get the globalists, if you really want to beat them real bad, you got to take your time with things like this. And then I'll assure you, for everybody that wants retribution, you're going to get it. But we're a very decadent, slob-like society, myself included. And so I ask to you out there, what are you doing to educate uneducated children? What are you doing to help people that are disenfranchised? What are you doing to help veterans and everybody in your own family and people fall through the cracks? And I'm telling myself this too. What are we doing to love our families and build up society and be good, decent people? Because if you're not spending time with your family, and if you're not doing important work, and if you're not going to church, and if you're not working hard, you're not going to do all this candy-ass killing when the time comes. Because, I mean, I call killing candy-ass. It's so easy. It comes so easy. I mean, killing's such an easy thing to do. It's like slicing a big old piece of pumpkin pie and putting some Miracle Whip or Cool Whip, whatever they call it on top. So Cool Whip or Miracle Whip? What's one you put on pie? Cool Whip. I mean, killing people is as easy as putting your pants on in the morning. What's hard is saving society and educating people and spending time with people and caring about them. So for all the big bad killers out there, and I know you're out there, if you don't spend your time trying to help the innocent people be informed and involved and aware, when the time comes and we can't avert this for killing, I don't think I'm going to see anything good out of you. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop.
We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and Out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds that give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep. And it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlatley. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. I'll take Brainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. In the heart of the resistance.
Rallying patriots.
Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you're about to receive. We are the dealers. Give you everything you need. Hang on to the good times. You know, I intend to come in here this week. It's tomorrow's Thursday, and there's Friday. and open the phones up for the whole show. I'm also going to do a Saturday show. I'm bringing that back like I promised. I'm going to do some weeknight shows. I'm going to do it all. And I've done an okay job today. I probably covered 6 stacks of news. But I did not properly cover these stacks of news, and I've been a bad person. And, you know, one of these I mentioned in the first hour is really a good stack of news. But even though I want to talk, I think Tucker Carlson's monologue last night about why they indicted Trump and why they're out to get Trump is so powerful. I think I'm going to air that right now from the start. We'll skip this break coming up like I do all the time now. Because we're not in Kansas anymore. Air raid sirens at the front of the show are enough to get your attention. You know, I started playing air raid sirens 3 years ago at the start of the show every day. Been on air 20-something years before I did that. And I said, this means real air raid sirens. This means real war. And now you hear the air raid sirens all the time. And now they're firing them up in Australia and Canada, getting you ready for it. Because it's that archetype of incoming. It's here. Things are different now. Why did they indict Trump? At the end of this piece, Trump really exemplifies why they hate him. And Tucker's able to lay that out. So here's that report back to back, and I've got some final news I'm going to hit. But Tucker, on his third episode, they're trying to censor. Here it is.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. The Biden administration arrested Donald Trump this afternoon. They had him arraigned and fingerprinted in a Miami courthouse like the accused felon he now technically is. These were the first steps in a process that is designed to put Donald Trump behind bars for the rest of his life. Cable news carried every moment of it live. It's unprecedented, they told us, with what looked like shock. But they weren't shocked. They knew this was coming. Everyone who's paid attention knew it was. What just happened was always going to happen. It's been inevitable since February 16th, 2016. That's the day Donald Trump made a blood enemy of the largest and most powerful organization in human history, which would be the federal government. Despite what you may remember, it wasn't anything that Trump had said about immigration or trade with China or rapists from Mexico. Those are the stories that dominated the headlines that year. Trump's a racist, they screamed. Stop him! But inside Washington, that was just noise. None of it really rated. Identity politics doesn't mean much to permanent Washington. What matters, then and now, is foreign policy. The invasions and occupations and proxy wars. The decisions that determine which global populations will thrive and which will die. The policies that come with trillion-dollar price tags. The ones that, over time, have made the counties around D.C. the richest suburbs in the world. In Washington, that's what actually matters. And it's obvious when you look carefully. When there's a debate about anything else, for example, the debt ceiling, both sides take their assigned positions and they start yelling. But when Congress decides to start a war, no matter how foolish or counterproductive or obviously disconnected from America's core interests that war may be, when that happens, the leaders of both parties automatically jump behind it like circus clowns. And then they stay there, sometimes for decades. They defend that war relentlessly against all evidence until somebody finally rings the all-clear bell and they can begin to admit that actually, maybe it wasn't such a great idea. We meant well, but it just didn't work out. The good news is we've learned a lot of important lessons. In the end, they usually do say something like that, but only after emotions have cooled and the damning details have begun to fade from collective memory. It's an apology that's not actually an apology, much less repentance, and it's years too late to matter in any case. But until then, that's all you're getting. Until then, no dissent is allowed. That's the first rule of Washington. But somehow, Trump didn't bother to follow it. He is from out of town, so maybe he didn't know it was a rule, or maybe he just didn't care. Either way, 7.5 years later, we can point to the precise moment that permanent Washington decided to send Donald Trump to prison. Here it is. It's from the Republican candidates debate in Greenville, South Carolina.
We should have never been in Iraq. We have destabilized the Middle East. They lied.
Okay.
They said there were weapons of mass destruction. There were none, and they knew there were none. There were no weapons of mass destruction.
Okay. All right.
We should never have been in Iraq, Trump said. we destabilized the Middle East. Now, by the time Trump said that, a lot of Republican primary voters were starting to reach the same conclusion. How could they not? But it was the next line that doomed Trump to today's arrest. They lied, he said. There were no weapons of mass destruction, and they knew there were none. Now, when he said that, a few in the crowd booed. Most just sat there in silence, stunned. Can he say that? Well, he said it anyway. And by saying that, he sealed his fate. That was the one thing you were not allowed to say, because it implicated too many people on both sides, which on this topic is really just one side. Hillary Clinton was guilty of it, but so was Paul Ryan. All of them were guilty. They all knew, they all lied. And to a person, they hated Donald Trump for exposing them. After that, it was pretty clear that even if he did get elected president, Trump was going to have a very hard time controlling the federal government he was supposed to be in charge of. Most of permanent Washington decided that thwarting Trump was the single most important mission in their lives. Everything depended on it. Many of them said so publicly. But others didn't say so publicly. In fact, the stealthier ones took another path. They ran toward Trump, not away from him. They sucked up to him. They ingratiated themselves with the man they intuitively understood was susceptible to flattery, which Trump is. And they did this in order to subvert his new administration from the inside. There were a number of these, and you could spot them immediately. They were flatterers. Invariably, the ones who flattered Trump the most hated him the most and disagreed the most strongly with his views. You saw them in the hallways of the White House and at press conferences. They were there slobbering over their boss with elaborate self-abasement, as if they were addressing a monarch or a god. It was a scene from the Ottoman court. It was filthy and decadent, and it was false. Mike Pence, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, Lindsey Graham in the Congress, they all called Trump a visionary genius up until the moment he lost power. And then they unsheathed their real agenda, as always the neocon war agenda, and they piled on with maximum force. Here's Mike Pompeo, for example, on Fox News this morning.
President Trump had classified documents where he shouldn't have had them, and then when given the opportunity to return them, he chose not to do that for whatever reason. When somebody identifies that, you got to turn them in. And so that's inconsistent with protecting America's soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. And if the allegations are true, some of these were pretty serious, important documents. And so that's wrong.
May future historians hoping to unlock the mysteries of late Empire Washington study that clip, because it will reveal everything. That very same Mike Pompeo, the one who's sneering at Donald Trump on TV this morning, that guy served Donald Trump as both CIA director and as Secretary of State. Those are the two most powerful jobs in the federal government. And as he worked in those jobs, Pompeo promised, in fact, he swore, to support the president's agenda. Why? Because that's the way a democracy works. You vote for a candidate in the belief that his appointees will carry out the policies that you voted for. It's not about the president, it's about you, the voter. But Pompeo didn't do that. He didn't even try to do that. In fact, he undermined Trump's often stated commitment to peace and non-intervention abroad at every turn. His every waking hour was devoted to fomenting war in some faraway foreign country or other. Iran, Syria, Russia, North Korea, the list goes on. But rather than telling Trump that he disagreed with his ideas, as a man would, Pompeo toadied up to Trump, a man he despised, in the oiliest, most over-the-top way imaginable. Ask anyone who worked in that White House at the time. Who's the appointee most likely to tell Donald Trump on a daily basis that he was handsome, virile, sleek, and powerful? Mike Pompeo. That will be the consensus answer. Those of us who saw firsthand Pompeo's relentless kowtowing will never forget it. It was indelibly repulsive. No one with self-respect could do something like that. But Mike Pompeo did it effortlessly, with relish and verve. Now, this same person is telling Fox News viewers that he fears for the safety of our military, our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, in the approved phrase, because Donald Trump took some classified documents home and didn't immediately return them to the National Archives? What a lie that is. Mike Pompeo knows that's a lie. He spent his entire life in Washington. Washington is a city where internal memos about Labor Day are classified, because everything is classified. Your government has classified more than a billion federal documents, most of them boring and pointless and a danger to no one, and locked them away in secret where you can't see them because you may be an American citizen, but not really, and therefore you don't have the necessary clearances to know what's going on. And by the way, none of this is done in order to make America safer any more than COVID restrictions were designed to keep you healthy. No, it's a caste system. That's the point. And you're the untouchable in this hierarchy. Mike Pompeo knows that. Everybody who works in Washington knows that. How many secret documents do you think Dick Cheney took home with him while he was running the Iraq War? How many did his wife read? She never had a clearance. We'll never know the answer because there is no chance Dick Cheney will ever be investigated or his staffers will be told to wear wires in his presence. He will never be indicted for this. Of course not. Dick Cheney is a neocon. Donald Trump is not. Dick Cheney supports war with Russia. Trump does not. That's the difference. The rest is just a distraction. The prosecution of Donald Trump is transparently political. He's literally Joe Biden's main political opponent. He's polling over 60% among Republican voters right now. So Joe Biden is doing what no president has ever dared to do. He's using law enforcement to lock up his chief rival. That's happening right now. Anyone who denies it's happening is lying to you. But actually, it's worse than that. Trump's prosecution isn't just political, it's ideological. Nobody with Trump's views is allowed to have power in this country. Criticize our wars and you're disqualified. If you keep it up, we'll send you to prison. That's the message Washington is sending. Not just the Democratic Party is sending, but both parties are sending. Like so many Republicans, for example, the supposedly conservative governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, spent yesterday totally ignoring the destruction of the American justice system. Instead, he signed a highly important bill called the Crown Act, which, according to the celebratory tweet Abbott sent commemorating it, will, quote, prohibit discrimination based on textures and hairstyles historically associated with race. In other words, in Texas, cornrows are now protected by law. Having unapproved views about Ukraine is not. That's fine with most elected Republicans. They find Trump tiresome and embarrassing. Their donors hate him. They will not be sad if he dies in jail. But what about voters? What are they learning from this spectacle? Well, mostly they're learning that they have no power at all because nobody cares about them. But they already knew that. Unlike so many of our elected leaders, they have been to America recently. They know what it looks like. Have you seen it? If you've got a few days this summer, find out. Take a road trip and see for yourself. Drive 500 miles in any direction and then come home. How are things looking? Well, they should look great. The federal government spent $6.5 trillion last year. That's more than any government has ever spent, ever. So at the very least, you would expect pristine public roads. Oh, no. That's not what you see when you drive around this country. There are potholes and Jersey barriers everywhere. Looks like Tegucigalpa before the Chinese decided to rebuild the infrastructure of Honduras. We don't have China buying our roads. So they're falling apart. You'd think the people you would pass on your road trip would look happy and prosperous. Again, this is a very rich country. But a lot of them don't. Quite a few appear to be strung out on drugs. You see them shuffling by shuttered storefronts in small towns. And you wonder, as you see all of this, where did all the money go? It's certainly not here. Well, it's in Washington. It's in Fairfax and Loudoun counties and in leafy, perfectly manicured Northwest D.C. And, of course, a huge chunk of it went to Ukraine, to Zelensky and his friends. Not because you voted for that. You didn't vote to give it to them. You never would. But because Joe Biden and his many allies, from Chuck Schumer to Mitch McConnell to Paul Ryan and every single news anchor on all of television, all of them believe that Ukraine, its borders, its future, its infrastructure are all more important than the town that you live in. They sincerely think that, and it's obvious. Everyone in power thinks that, except for Donald Trump. Whatever else you say about him, Trump is the one guy with an actual shot of becoming president, dissents from Washington's long-standing pointless war agenda. And for that, that one fact, they're trying to take Trump out before you can vote for him. And that should upset you more than anything that's happened in American politics in your lifetime. Even if you don't plan to vote for Donald Trump, even if you would die before voting for Donald Trump, which is your right and a lot of good people feel that way, even still, the destruction of our democracy, which is the right of voters to support any candidate they want, even candidates who don't want war with Russia, the destruction of that should keep you up at night. Yes, Donald Trump is a flawed man, but his sins are minor compared to those of his persecutors. In this life, we don't get to choose our martyrs. We can only choose our principles, and America's are at stake.
Absolutely true. That's what I said last Thursday, what I said Friday, what I said Sunday, what I said Monday. what I said yesterday. It isn't about Trump. He is the front runner. They stole the last election. They're stealing this one right in front of you. And he could be a fire hydrant, and if they were blocking him, it would be a theft. I mean, he could be a potted plant. It is insane. It's out of control. So I thought I'd play that whole monologue there. Now, there is a lot of victories happening. Not just economically, but culturally, there is a giant backlash around the world. The corporate depopulation, grooming of children, I got a bunch of news on that. Look at some of these headlines that just went up on Infowars.com. Despicable. A.G. Garland, that's the Attorney General, praises Special Counsel Jack Smith after Trump indictment. Do you want us to subject you to these power-tripping libtards? Our kids are not fodder for the government. Musk responds to Biden's claim, these are our kids. Yeah, Biden put out a thing saying, LGBT, your children belong to us. And Musk said, you are the government. They are not your kids. Yeah, just think about how simple that is. Oh, we're going to protect your children's sexual identity. Again, if you had a husband or a wife, you were a woman with a husband or a husband with a wife, and your wife came home and said, I'm going to tell our daughter she may be a boy. You'd be like, we're getting a divorce tomorrow. But when it's the school, that's why Elon Musk tweeted a few days ago, that tweet where it shows a woman at the doctor's office, and the doctor's put a stethoscope to her belly, and she says, is it a boy or a girl? He says, well, we'll let the kindergarten teacher decide. I mean, this is their move. This is their coming after the parental rights. This is it. At its core, price inflation still running hot. Big article up on Infowars.com from Shift Gold explaining how bad things are. The inflation tax is eating our lunch. My pronouns are USA. Junior high students revolt over school pride event. And that's really our next big story. Photos of Mar-a-Lago boxes staged by FBI, containers full of photos, clothes, memorabilia, etc. They set those boxes up to make it look like Trump had them out in hallways and stuff. That's called evidentiary fraud. But today it's called par for the course. How does the establishment ever think they'll get away with this? Well, they don't. They think they'll figure out some new scam, some new crisis to divert us so we forget about this. But people aren't going to forget about this. All right, so let's go ahead and look at this stack of news. And boy, there's a lot of it. I'll have to really do this justice next week. We've got a special guest host coming up here in about 9 minutes. My pronouns are USA. Junior high students revolt over school pride event in California, in Michigan, in Massachusetts, all over the country and all over the Western world, where you have the unified corporate LGBTPS brainwashing, which is really the big story. Why have here in New Zealand or Germany or Canada or anywhere? It's the same manuals, the same brainwashing, the same programs, the same responses, the same keep it secret from the parents, because it's a corporate-run agenda to form a sexual relationship with your children. This is corporations literally grooming your children to never have children. My pronouns are USA. Junior high students revolt over school pride event. Students refuse to wear rainbow clothes on Pride Day spirit. Indeed, wearing red, white, and blue instead. So there's a total panic attack happening in the system right now because the children see they're being conquered. They see that they're being shown boys kissing each other and girls kissing each other, and they ask, why are you showing me this in sixth grade? Shut up or I'll have you put on in-school suspension for the next year. You watch this, you little bigot. But the autistic and the mentally ill and the chromosomal double plus good folks, beautiful people, but they are being targeted, and that's who they'll at least get. They come in. I've had members of Parliament over the UK decades ago talking about it. Now it's on record. And they come up to that autistic child and they say, "You're beautiful, you're a girl," when it's a boy. And they go, "I am." And they go, "Yeah." And everybody claps for them for the first time. They didn't like have them paint a picture and have the class clap for them. No, they've been left in the back until now. And then finally, "We put makeup on you today. You're a girl." And the autistic little boy who's 8 years old goes up and goes, "Ugh." And they go, "You are a girl now." And everybody goes, "Yay." And he goes, "The class likes me." And they clap. And then they sterilize them. All part of the plan. "You're so beautiful. Sign the paper. Remove the testicles. Complete your journey to liberal love." It's all part of the plan. And they're carrying the plan out every day in every way against us. And we can wake up to the horror, but Stockholm Syndrome is so much more fun. Stockholm Syndrome is so much more cool. Isn't it better to just let Megan Fox dress up all three of her sons as girls, even though they rebel and beg to be boys? No, no, their free will doesn't matter. Their mommy, a witch that worships Satan publicly, says, "As soon as you can, I have parental controls, and we're going to cut all that off of your body. Because we're beautiful people. What we're doing is beautiful. What we're doing is liberal." In Paul Watson's report on Hollywood and what they did, but this is their plan. Look what they've done to our captives. Look what they've done to our people. Drag syndrome. It's all part of their sick plan. They want to clown us and scare us and manipulate us like Lloyd Austin in his weird Darth Vader outfit, reviewing the troops during COVID, trying to scare everybody as best he could. How about we're not scared of their Halloween masks? How about we're not scared of all their bravado and all their games? And how about we see the fact that we have an occupied, hijacked country run by a bunch of Satanists? I'm going to go to break, come back and do a few more minutes here. I cannot operate without you. I cannot fund our operation without you. And the bad news is we've been sold out of a lot of our best-selling products. The good news is a lot of the best-selling products are back in stock, like our turmeric toothpaste with all the essential oils, super popular. People love it. Sold out for months, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And you can get it discounted with the great essential oil activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We got great products you need, but I really need you to go there today and get Super Female Vitality, to get the Nitric Boost, to get the Ultimate Krill Oil, to get X3 still discounted. I'm just going to keep that sale going. And to get the turmeric toothpaste and more. They're great products you need, plus to keep us on air. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and Out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell it for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste. designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils, and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, we have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. So happy to be with you today. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com, The Kate Daly Show. And I'm so glad to, you know, I hope you're enjoying your summer. I'm so glad that we're sitting here in the summer. And I can't believe it's halfway through our year. Can you? Insane. Well, I'd like to talk about Trump, China, Cuba, AI, and fathers. Do you think I can cram it all in? Let's hope, huh? There's a lot of things I want to say today, and I think that I want to start off with talking a little bit about Father's Day for just a moment, because I think this is something that hits home for everybody, and I think that dads are under attack. I think that fathers are finding it very, very difficult right now to navigate the waters out there with women victimhood and feminism and all the crazy going on. So I do want to start with a couple of things. Back in the day, my husband and I switched roles, and I had to put him through graduate school. And so he took over caring for the little kids, and I took over working. And that experience taught me a lot. The day that I came home from work, and I said, I just need 30 minutes. Don't bother me. And he said, I'm about to kill the kids. Can you take them off my hands? I can't stand one more minute with them. That was the day where I went, you know what? We have officially changed roles. We have officially become each other. And I realized a hardcore lesson in that. And the hardcore lesson for me was that I always thought I had it really hard. I always thought things were really difficult. And they are when you're a mom. You're managing a family. We're wired to do this. But what I didn't realize was how difficult it was for him. To maintain a living, to, you know, he's a great provider, always has been, still is. But it's not easy. It's stressful. It's hard. And it never quits. The stress of that never ends. And we realized a really big lesson. He said, you know what? He said, you guys, your life is like Groundhog Day every single day, cleaning the house, trying to make dinner, trying to care for a family. And I said, well, I can't. I mean, the stress of having to oversee a family like this is so difficult that I can understand now why I feel bad that you guys don't get the recognition that you deserve. Because I said it is difficult. Men were wired to be providers. They were wired to be people that would care and protect their families, care for and protect their families. And I feel like dads kind of get a rough go at it. I interviewed Dr. Warren Farrell. It was probably a few years back. And I said, what's the importance of dads? Can you just tell me the importance of dads? He wrote some great books on this. And he said, yeah. He said, I'll give you an example that'll kind of tie it up in about a minute. He said, the thing about fathers is if you were to sit a kid at a table with some peas and the mom would say, well, just eat 10. I mean, I've even done this. Just eat 10. Oh my gosh. Just eat a pea, right? And they won't eat the peas. And then finally they eat two or three peas, maybe three peas out of the 10 that you asked them to eat. And the mom with her empathy and with everything, all the gifts that she has goes, well, you know, we'll try again tomorrow off to another day. The dad, on the other hand, says, no, you made a commitment to your mom. You're going to eat these peas. That's all about commitment. You made a promise and you can get down from the table when you eat those 10 peas. That's the difference between men and women raising kids. That's why men and women need to raise kids, is because there is a difference there. There's a wonderful difference there, and we both add to the pot, right?
Men roughhouse with their boys. What are they teaching them? Boundaries. Okay. There's so many wonderful things that we do as parents. And this is why dads are essential. They're amazing. I know there's a few turds out there. I get it. There's a few turds in women. So I get it. So that can't be the argument for the whole of it. You can say, well, this guy's abusive. But that's not all the men. There's more men out there that are great men. I've been surrounded by great men my whole life. There's more great men than we think. And the art is trying to find them, keep them, honor them, respect them, and allow them to do what they do best. A big shout out for Father's Day coming, because I'll tell you something, our dads deserve that respect of taking on that stress to be that provider. And we need to be able to talk about that more and encourage young boys to want to have that desire as well. I want to talk about that when I get back. And then I want to talk Trump and China and Cuba and all the rest. We're going to cover a lot of ground today. Be right back on The Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. So happy to be with you. So let's talk just a few things more about this subject of fathers, because I think maybe those listening can benefit from this. There's a couple of things I think that we need to be aware of, things that have changed, and I think things that we need to be doing. Like I said before, women were engineered to manage a family. Men were engineered to provide for them and take care of them emotionally, financially, spiritually, you know, physically. And so whenever only one sex wins, both sexes lose. And I think that's what's going on right now. We have a whole lot of victimhood, women out there in their ridiculous tirades, marching for rights. I mean, give me a break, right? What are you marching for? What do you not have? You have everything and more. And you have a lot of guys willing out there to open the door for you and to be nice to you and to want to provide for you. And it seems as though that's getting lost in translation. And so maybe people need to hear this from a woman, because I think sometimes we don't speak out enough. When grandpa was a dad, right? When you have these grandpas in that age group, the dad's typical style of hands-on parenting, like roughhousing expectations, was that children serve rather than be served. And that's what's changed in society. Children want to be served. They want us to run circles around them and give them trophies and act like they're the only person in the room. It used to be parents would eat and then they'd feed their kids. If any of you grew up in rural areas, you know what I'm talking about. The kids were kind of like over here, you know, and the adults were kind of centered to the conversation. And the kids realized that, but I don't think it took anything away from them. Now we run around trying to compliment our kids every 5 seconds. You're so brave. You're so wonderful. You're so amazing. That's got to be hurting us. But also that built-in sense of purpose and being the provider, the protector, the warrior, the sole breadwinner. There is, in today's 2023, there is a purpose void. They don't feel that purpose anymore. Because women are buying more houses on their own without men. They're not coming together to try to do that together. They're doing it on their own. And so you have a whole lot of guys out there that are trying to figure out how they fit into these, how they even fit into trying to even provide a purpose. So the expectation of becoming a sole breadwinner became the purpose, right? And that is no longer how it's being done. In one generation, young men have gone from 61% of college degree recipients to a projected 39%. young women from 39% to a projected 61%. Now, if that's true, this is from Dr. Warren Farrell, then let's just hope they went into the trades, because I think that boys in the trades is a wonderful idea, and I think it's great parenting to put your boys in the trades. When the male vervet monkeys fight in their wars with other groups of monkeys to protect their territory or to get food, female monkeys reward the best surviving warriors by grooming them. I'm not joking. The social status of these warrior monkeys goes up, and therefore more female monkeys want to mate with them, right? And in contrast, the female monkeys ignore and snap at the male monkeys who abstain from battle. Do the female monkeys' social bribes work? Yes, of course. They have for centuries. They have in the animal kingdom. They do with us too. And you know what? Those things are never going to change. It's never going to change. There was an article the other day that talked about a woman trying to find a liberal masculine men. That's like a unicorn. They don't exist because the people that are just dense enough to want to, you know, believe the gobbledygook of climate change and drive their little Prius probably aren't going to be your most masculine men in the bunch. But what's interesting about that too is if you go back to the 70s, you see men looking totally different, right? Go back and watch the movie Invincible. I actually interviewed Vince Papale. Amazing guy, amazing conservative. But here's the deal though. Men were different back then. They were just different. They were more masculine. So what are we doing? You could say water. You could say all kinds of things, chemicals. You could say a million things right now in what we're doing to them. You could also say that moms are hovering over them, helicoptering over them, and basically making them girls. You could say that. One could say that. But you know what? One of the things that we need to remember is this. Your dad's sense of purpose was glint in the eye versus a job. And what I mean is, if you recall what your dad did for a living, okay, then pretend that your dad and mom, just before you were born, were trying to figure out what they were going to do. Go for the glint in his eye, the thing he really loved to do, or provide for the family. Oftentimes, they chose to provide for the family for a reason, right? And so what happened with that, right? And so what are we saying now? Now we're saying it's okay to follow the glint without any purpose, without ever having to provide for a family. And thus taking away what's special about the guys and taking their purpose and then driving their purpose forward. A lot of guys will say, you know what? I didn't mind doing that. I didn't mind going with the job I knew could provide. And maybe the glint, it's a little on the side now. But it gave them purpose. And we need to give that back down to our boys, right? I've got boys. And let me tell you, a lot of things. Teach them to drive stick shift, you know, all the things that you do as dads. I love what you do as dads. And I think these are some of the most important things. And it makes us understand the difference between a glint and a profession. Now we say, you know, just go for the glint. Not really. Because if you're going to have purpose and provide for a family someday, and that's part of your makeup and what you do, right, on this earth is to provide and protect a family. Well, the glint might not be able to do that as much, but that's kind of what we're doing right now. There's a good, you could marry it. You could say you could do what you love, of course. Don't do something you don't love. But I think right now with Father's Day coming, maybe it's an important time to say, hey, Dad, I appreciate you giving up the glint in your eye for the profession that provided a roof over my head and the fact that I got to do the things I wanted to do. I think that's important. I think they need to hear it, right? Dads don't ask for it a lot. Women do. We ask for praise. We ask for a lot of things all the time. We want to be the center of the universe most of the time. But men don't. They don't know whether to open a door now. They don't know what to do because women have just basically said, I'm the most important person in the room. Serve me. Instead of, hey, let's serve each other. Let's be in this together. You give what you give. I'll give what I give. And guess what? It makes for a really good union for like, I don't know, centuries. That's kind of how it was destined to be. In ancient Rome, the male was the head of the family and held absolute powers over his family. This was because ancient Rome was a patriarchal society where women did not have much say in private or public life. Gee, I wonder who wrote that. Do you think it was a women's liber? This is the kind of crap our kids are getting in school right now. I'm not kidding. It's written from a women's lib position where all they can see are men are controlling and tyrannical and want to take everything away from everybody. Your kids are hearing this kind of crap continuously in school. You want to know how they do it? When they read Shakespeare, they read it from a women's lib position. Yeah, men are trash. Men are horrid. They read the summaries from women libbers instead of actual Shakespeare. They read the person that's got a chip on his shoulder over race, right? And sees racism in everything. That's what being woke is. You see racism in everything and you see discrimination in everything. So everything our kids consume at school all day is anti-men. It's anti-dad. It's anti-fathers. How horrible is that? It's sick. It's sad. You know, in ancient Roman society, the male was the head of the household because he was there to protect his family from a lot of things. There was a reason. If somebody abused that, that's on them. But I don't think it was like that across the board. I think there was a respect for fathers and a respect for dads at that time. But I don't think it was what we're portraying it today through the eyes of women's lib. Teach them to have family dinner. One of the most important things you can do is have family dinner and also teach them to write. When you teach them to write, when you teach the kids to write as a dad, what you're doing is you're basically teaching them to flesh out ideas, logical ideas and logic, just pure logic. The dinner table, road trips, sharing your wisdom, teaching them to do things, that gives a lot more confidence than saying, oh, you're fantastic. How many times can they hear that, right? Teach them to do something, you won't even have to say that. They'll already feel it. They'll feel they're fantastic because they learned how to do something and they can accomplish something. Way bigger idea. Teach them to love God. The only thing that's going to get them through this madness. I love all you dads and fathers out there that are trying. I love all you dads and fathers that never ask for recognition and never ask for anything much, except you just want to love your families. You guys are special, really special, and there's a lot of you. I'll be right back on The Alex Jones Show.
There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, Back in Stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you. You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical slash supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund our operation. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel Rainforest Plus is great. Rainforest Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. Glad to be with you on the Alex Jones Show today. And of course, I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. So thank you to all your dads out there. I just wanted to give you guys a couple of segments because after switching roles with my husband, I realized what a tough job you have and that people usually don't recognize it. They're equally as hard, motherhood and fatherhood, equally as hard. And so I'm really grateful for all you hardworking, really great men out there that are just doing the best for your family that you can. No one expects perfection. And I hope no one ever expects perfection from me. But I do recognize that, you know, this is something that needs to be talked about more and more from women, because there aren't too many women talk show hosts that will talk about this anymore. And that makes me sad because I think we're missing out on something that is vital to our existence, actually, and one of the purposes and reasons we're on this earth. So I always want to make sure that we tell dads how much we honor them and care for them, because I don't think they get to hear it enough. Right now, it's if you're white, if you're male, if you're all kinds of things, you're the domestic terrorist, for Pete's sakes. I feel bad for men because I don't sometimes think that they even recognize how bad this is getting. And so for all the victimhood out there that the women spread around and all the victimhood from all the different groups and stuff, you guys are never the ones to claim victimhood. Really, you're not. You'll just kind of take it. And I just want a big shout out to you guys for caring for your families and working for them. I told you there was a couple things on my mind today. Sometimes they're not very popular things, but I'll just tell you what I'm thinking. The NVIDIA broadcast, the new Zoom meeting, or not really Zoom. That's a brand of a meeting, but that kind of meeting online where you can actually get eye contact the whole time like this, never blinking. Well, kind of blinking. They've actually made it more humanized now. But it was interesting to watch a meeting like this where the eye contact never failed, and you can actually do this. I could be reading like this, looking down, but my eyes would still be looking at you in the camera. There is so much AI going on. And as far as this program goes, their new eye contact effect moves the eyes of the speaker to simulate eye contact with the camera with this aligning gaze. It's kind of creepy, to tell you the truth. It creeps me out because you can't tell that they're not looking at the camera. You can't tell. And that it's so deceptive. It's so AI to me. And I've said this before, I think that we're dealing with AI that we do not think that or do not understand where we're at right now. I think we're 50 years ahead and we don't know it. It's like introducing us to 8-track. What is the purpose of the deepfakes? Why are they showing this to us, though? And I'm sure that this has crossed your mind. Look at it this way. This is important. Deepfakes lead to zero trust, okay, which leads to digital ID. The best way to introduce something that is pretty diabolical and takes away freedom, free agency, takes away privacy, is to get the people to want it, to get the people to clamor for it, to desire it. You have enough deep fakes out there. That's why they're showing them to you. They used to kind of hide all this stuff from us. Why are they showing it to us now? Because they want us to take these deep fakes, root them out, not want them anymore, which would be fair, right? Who wants all this stuff? But what it does is it leads to zero trust, and then it leads to the digital ID. Make no mistake, that's the road that we're on to get us to want it anyway. But nobody ever thinks in those terms. The other thing too is, because of the deep fakes and because of what they're able to do with technology, you might want to set up a set of codes with family, visual, vocal, that are only known to you guys. I offer this advice because I think we need to do a lot more of this kind of thing, but with what's coming, but that make sure that you're not doing any of this in front of smart devices. Make sure that you are setting up codes, questions, random things that you would say, so somebody knew that it was you. And I know that sounds creepy and it sounds sci-fi, and why are you mentioning this, Kate? Because I really feel like we're going to get to this point where we have to stay ahead of their game by being intuitive, by sort of countering their AI. And that's one of the only ways I know how, is to set up systems and codes and things like that in your family. Things that only you would say, because I think it might get to that point. That's why they're taking us down this road really, really fast. It's scary, I know, but that's kind of where we're headed. I also want to talk about Trump today too. Now, this is kind of interesting because I'm going to look at this from a hot air balloon perspective rather than my feelings about Trump. Or I actually like Trump. I think he's cool. I really do. I like him. I know a lot of personal stories about him. I have a lot of friends that are close to him, and I'm telling you, he's a decent man. He's a good man. Okay. But I want to see it from a 3D, you know, more not like a 3D, but like really kind of like a Truman Show kind of aspect. There's a couple of problems with what's going on right now. This won't be popular when I say this, because people are wound up in the drama of what's going on rather than, I think, looking at it from the hot air balloon perspective. Okay. No mugshot. Who gets out of a mugshot? You think that's a little bizarre that somebody would get out of a mugshot legally? And the reason was given that, well, everybody knows you. That doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. Not in real trials, not in real arrests. Boxes around the living room. Do you really think a billionaire would keep boxes in his house? Do you really think that he'd keep them under the bed and in a dining room? Do you really think he'd keep them in closets? Why are they stringing this out? Kind of like Russiagate. Why are they stringing it out? We've been kind of getting this news load, right? I think it's a major distraction, but this news load for a long time. Russiagate was 3 years worth of news load for us. Nothing ever happened, but everybody was emotionally intertwined into the Russiagate story. Okay. So then they said he was having a hard time finding lawyers. And then they said that, oh, the judge's criminal trial experience, you know, is very, very low. So you could look at this a couple of ways is what I'm saying. Okay. And then also, chief of staff, John Kelly, he's scared crapless. Can't use the other word. So why is this going on? Well, why did we get the story about Biden and his boxes in his garage? Why did we get that story? Because that came from their administration, wanted to out that story. They could have kept that hidden if it was real, because they want to show you the injustice. They want to show you that this clearly has no legs and it's been done by other people and they're not going to jail. Only Trump is going to somehow, you know, get on trial for this. And I think that this is very interesting to watch, because none of these things, I think, could have happened. So there is kind of an A answer and a B answer, and I'll share those with you when I get back, because they're really the only two answers left. But we need to be questioning why this is shown as a distraction to us every 5 minutes, and none of the pieces and parts make sense. Is it a real trial? Are they real charges? What's happening? What's the real truth about what's going on? I'll give you my theory when I come back. Probably not popular, but I'll give it to you anyway, of course, on the Alex Jones.
In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Superfemal Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect on the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Supermel Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Superfemal Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula. And it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Super Female Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super Female Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form for a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism. Get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And no, you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. So glad to be with you today. I'm Kate Daly from katedalyradio.com, the Kate Daly Show. So let's examine this for a moment. Somebody gets out of a mugshot. That's not normal. It's not normal to say that you don't have to because everyone knows you. To me, that's It just screams of something not right, right? Okay. So then you also have, you know, the boxes, the pictures of the boxes are my favorite, lined up in the dining room, because yes, that's what somebody would do. And really, do we even know what's in those boxes? It's supposed to be so vital and important that he would have these documents. And of course, we know that Hill and good old Hill and King Fraud-A-Lot have documents, but nothing's happening to them. But I think they want you to see that. They wanted you to see the ousted boxes in Biden's garage. Is he really going to keep them in his garage? Anyway, they wanted that story front and center so that you could line it up with the story you're getting right now in the press and go, well, that's unfair. He has those documents. Why is Trump getting these charges? Okay. It doesn't make any sense. And when things don't make sense and you can't find lawyers to go with you and you're stringing it out and in the press and nothing normal is happening around the event, then something's wrong. Okay. So that was clear visibility to us with the whole outing of Biden's documents, right? We knew about Hillary's documents so that you would know, of course, that this was going to be unfair, which it would be. Now, when Obama went into office, they were kind of moving us to the left, trying to make us more moderate on the right, trying to tell us what this will bring change. This will be so good. Blobbity gook, right? I know a lot of people that didn't fall for it. But a lot of people did and they voted for the weirdo Obama. Okay. So they get him into office, the guy with no past. They get him into office, probably not a citizen. They get him into office. They move us in this direction after 8 Bush years. And there's a lot of problems with the 8 Bush years that we could go into and do a whole show about that. So I'm looking at both sides of the aisle right now. I'm taking the hot air balloon approach and I'm just looking down to kind of see the circus being played out, the theater, the drama. So they're not as hard on Trump anymore in the press. It's almost bordering sympathy and they're not skewering him at every turn. So what's going on? What's the answer? You either have A, he is told to go along with this and threatened, or B, he's all in on it from the beginning. Because there's no way you could have all these events, right? And so when you start to line up kind of the common sense logic of all of this, what screams at us is, you know, did they want Trump in power because Trump would be there when they rolled out the 2020 COVID hoax, okay? The fake pandemic. Were they wanting somebody in power to tell people to go get the shots? Well, it worked. Had Hillary been in office, I don't think most of the country, which is conservative, would have listened, right? They wouldn't have. So it works sometimes to their advantage to have somebody in. Now, I know Trump took all of his money, you know, from with the hotels and stuff from the same players that are involved in the deep state, although the deep state's never talked about. We get the players shoved in front of us, all the little evil villains, and they are. But I think it's the deep state that we never really talk about. And so did they think that they could put him in and do something with that? Well, when they put Hoover in, they thought that he was going to do certain things, but he went a little rogue on him. And that's why they named the Depression after Hoover and got rid of him after one term. Okay. Because he wasn't doing what they wanted and they realized that. So did Trump go a little rogue? Is the way to keep him in line by threatening him, by saying, you know, hey, you are going to go along with all of this. You're going to go along with these shots. You're going to go along with this hoaxy, weird trial that's a really strange, you know, matter of events that looks kind of like it. Because, you know, the media is the only one that's actually saying that what he's doing or what he did was illegal. So it'll be really interesting to see what the charges are, because it's the media that's incriminating him. Okay. But they're also going a little soft on him too. They're not being very hard on him, which they normally are. Normally they skewer him. So he's either being threatened and told to go along, or he's all in on it from the beginning. I don't think he'll end up doing any time, but I think it's planned that way, if you want to ask me. Now that's just my theory. That's just Kate talking. I don't think it'll go that far. I think it'll look like it's going to go that far and then it won't. But you know, there's a lot on both sides of that argument to kind of say that maybe we should reexamine it from a, you know, hot air balloon perspective a little bit more than getting into the drama of the daily. the daily headline. Because I think what happens is we get so emotionally charged. Then they said this, and then he did this, and now they're not going after this person and that person. It's all theater. It's all drama. When are we finally going to see it? They're getting more desperate. They're getting to the point where it's really easy to see. I don't think it was as easy to see 30 years ago. Now, they're stumbling over themselves to try to show you Biden's documents in his garage so that you know it's unfair. Don't you find that desperate? Don't you think that's desperate? They didn't have to do that. They could have hid that. They got all the power, right? So-called power. They could have hid that easily from us. But they didn't. So I think what it comes down to is Trump's intent, Trump's heart. Who is he really? I've always had a pretty good feeling about Trump. I actually think that he might love this country. But here's the problem. The problem is that we're voting in and we're so concerned with victimhood. And I mentioned here before, in radio, the numbers were always staggering in election years. Not the elections that really mattered, like Congress or your local school board or your local, you know, commissioners or whatever, but in the presidential years. The numbers were already all up because everybody thought that whoever was president was going to save us and whoever was president was going to toe the line for everything else. Now, they can have some influence, but really what we're voting in is a figurehead, and we need to remember that. It's a figurehead. So every time somebody says, who are you voting for president? Just go, who are you voting for figurehead? Because that's really what the role is. They're going to get done what they want. There are people, and I always leave room for miracles. There are people that might go rogue or they might have their own ideas and might want to out something or do something. And there was a lot of outing of things that we needed to see. But there could have been two purposes for that, right? And one of them was, I think they think we're so stupid, we won't see any of it. Even if they're so blatant, even if they put it on a t-shirt, we're not going to believe them at this point. We've been so wired in society. We've been so wired to think one way or the other. We're such into a party tribal politics. I think the founders would be rolling in their graves right now. You know, we're celebrating Pride Month, an entire month. Why don't you celebrate veterans for a month? Why don't you celebrate the Constitution for a month? You know, the very thing that sets us free and allows us to own our government. Why don't we worship that? Why is there a pride flag? And by the way, it looks pretty heinous with all the other colors in it too. I mean, it looks like a hot mess. I have other words in my head, but I can't say them, but it looks like a hot mess. Okay. Like a certain kind of show. Okay. Hanging from the White House in between two American flags. What an insult. They want you to be insulted. They want to gaslight you. And they want to move us, I think, to the right this time. I think that they think we'll get more complacent. I think they want to make Trump a martyr. I think they want to increase the numbers on the right, even for the lefties. They can even see it's unfair, right? They don't have much common sense in their heads, but even they can see it. Now you know that the times are getting desperate, that they're getting desperate. And they're really playing their hand and starting to show you. If anything shows you where we're at right now in society and who's back and who and who's an idiot and everything else, COVID, the 3 years of COVID are the biggest IQ evaluation system we have right now. Okay. And climate change. How's that affecting your life, by the way? You've been told that for 60 years. Okay. Not much. Hasn't affected you at all. But you know what? That's how still desperate they really are and how crazy they really are. But they do want to gaslight us. They do want to tell us, you know, they want us to be like this all the time and upset and ready. You know, they want us like that. But can we see the whole entire thing, the whole entire theater? I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash.
One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brainforce Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brainforce Ultra, Brainforce Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. That's why I want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store at InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality at the lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect, and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula, and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. Last segment back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. So when it comes to Trump, I remove my idea of Trump, my feelings for Trump, what I think of Trump, and what I think of all the characters in the race, all the Republicans, all the Democrats, because everyone's been vetted to be in that position. Now, are they trying to keep Trump down? You could argue that. You could argue that. The only thing is that nothing's really making sense about this whole trial and this whole weirdness of this arrest and the charges and everything else. Nothing's normal about it. So it makes me question it. And we should be questioning everything we see. I really feel like, you know, everything that is kind of hoisted upon us right now is a fabrication. I really do. There's so many fabrications out there. And when we're talking deep fakes like the AI, I think it's only going to get harder and harder to recognize them. You know, there was a huge, because I actually really like Trump, but And I, when it comes down to figurehead, I don't know that it even matters who the figurehead is, because they're going to do what they're going to do. There are some people that could go rogue and maybe fight it. And I think there was a couple times he might have gone rogue a little bit, but I'm not sure that anyone could have any real effect, real change, because that really it's Congress's role to have those changes. And we'll never see that coming out of Congress. And you and I both know it. Okay. It's never going to happen. But locally, you can have some play there. Locally is where you have options. And so you've got to be like have it close to home. So I want to talk about this because they said China was going to, you know, have some, how did they put it? Some eavesdropping facility. Within Cuba, they have a secret deal with Cuba, and we found out and splashed it about in our press. And then of course it's kind of reversing just a little bit in the news in the last day or so. Well, they're not really admitting it. Cuba to host secret Chinese spy base focusing on the U.S., says the Wall Street Journal. Can we just look at Cuba for just 1 second? I just want to shine some light on Cuba. Cuba and Castro are very interesting to watch. Because since 1913, boy, what an odd year. Isn't that the year that the cabal of central banking came in? Mm-hmm. Anyway, we got Guantanamo. We got this weird treaty for a mere thousand, just a couple grand, right? A couple $1,000. And how, I think it's per year or something, but Cuba doesn't cash the checks. Okay. Anyway, we get this weird story of Guantanamo on Cuba. Basically, Spain ceded us Cuba, but we're saying Cuba's sovereign, and then we have Guantanamo there. Do you really think that the Chinese could put up something there with our base right there, with 8,500 troops or more? Have you ever wondered why we have so many people down there? Do you ever wonder why, when the press says it's the only U.S. military base in a socialist company? I disagree. We have turned into a socialist country. We have bases everywhere. But here's the deal though. Okay. You have 8,500, right? Sailors and Marines there. Why? What are they doing? About 15 years ago, 18 years ago, they put in huge wind power projects, right? Then Congress was going to cut the funding. Then they decided to keep the funding there and keep Guantanamo there after they were going to shut it down. They removed a lot of the people, but they were going to shut it down. And now it's down to like 31 people, right? Or less, depending on the day. We've got 31 people in there. Have you ever wondered why there were all those death threats against Castro? And it was probably the only time in history when the CIA didn't succeed at knocking somebody off. I mean, my gosh, look at all the countries we've done that to, right? The CIA, not we, not you and I. We didn't consent to that, but the CIA. Yeah, they're pretty efficient when they want to do a coup. And wasn't Castro their guy? Wasn't he cooed in? They said he went to a Jesuit school when he was little and went to University of Havana, and it took him into all this radical thinking. But what's interesting is when he was 15, somehow, some way, he was in Hollywood doing some movies. He actually was an extra in 3 different movies, a Lucille Ball movie, a couple different movies. Don't you find that a little odd? You're 15 years old and somehow you end up in 3 movies from 1942 and 1946, but somehow at the same time, you're going to law school and you're graduating from the University of Havana, and somewhere in between 42 and 46, you want to be a baseball star. Yeah. You want to be a baseball star. So when you're that age, when you're like a teenager and you go, gee, when I grow up, I want to be a baseball star, an actor, or an evil communist dictator, which is it? And you go, I think I'll go with evil communist dictator. Well, he was evil communist dictator within just a couple of years and already planning his attacks and doing time for them. The guy that he replaced was also our guy, was also the CIA's guy. Okay. So it is kind of interesting that then we had Castro go in, but we were never able to do anything about Castro. We were never able to actually get him, but we tried. And then why did we go in at Bay of Pigs? Why didn't we go in on our own base on Guantanamo? That never made sense either. We have a base there. They never talk about it. They never bring it up. It's a pretty big base. Okay. We even have restaurants there. That's pretty odd, don't you think? You know, Castro, interesting character. Nothing ever happened to him, but he's the evil dictator. And of course, the presence right there of the whole Soviet scare, right, was just on time, right? Right on time, in fact. And the guy that he ousted, the guy that they took out, and then he basically ended up on an island, the one that Castro replaced, right? They were all involved in sugarcane, and they were all involved in creating some monopolies in the U.S. And then Castro also grew up in sugarcane too with his family. That's kind of interesting. And they were actually related. So they're mortal enemies, but Castro comes in and all of a sudden he's the big bad guy. And I'm not saying the bad things didn't happen in Cuba. What I am saying is, who was really controlling all of that? Who was really at the helm? Was it Castro? Because it seems to me Castro even spent his honeymoon in New York 3 long months. Wow. He really loved coming to this country. In fact, we rolled out the red carpet for him. He talked to Harvard. 10,000 people showed up. He talked to the UN. He talked to the Council on Foreign Relations. He was very busy giving speeches. For somebody that we feared so much, for somebody that we thought was a threat, we sure gave him the red carpet. He was interviewed everywhere. Man, he had quite a trip, right? I always wonder who paid for that. Probably us. And then, of course, spends his honeymoon over here. And nothing ever happened to him. Yes, he does look an awful lot like Trudeau. That was interesting too, because for some reason, Trudeau's dad and him were friends, and Trudeau's mom was really good friends with him. So that's kind of interesting. But I do find that we don't look into history enough, and we don't look at what are the reasons for these things. Why was Castro brought in when he was brought in? Why did we continuously say he was this threat, but then never did anything about it? That doesn't make much sense, right? Why did we keep this base down there at Guantanamo? When 9/11 happened, they said that they were going to extend the base and make sure it was for terrorists. Why did they keep him down there? Why didn't they just bring him to prison here? What was the problem with that? Why did they keep them down there? That was interesting. A lot of people under the NDAA didn't get a trial, right? But what was the purpose? That's an interesting question. And why do we still have it? And why is it so staffed? And what's going on with this thing? Don't we have enough resources on inland? Don't we have enough resources in the United States of America? Why do we need that base? I do find it kind of interesting. And then Cuba always says, well, we're angry that you're here, but you're definitely not doing anything about it. For all you little revolutionaries that overtook your part of Cuba, you couldn't take the other part, didn't want to, didn't touch it, didn't go near it. That seems a little odd, right? Now, if you're saying, well, U.S. could have taken him out in a hot second. Yeah. So why didn't we? That's my question. Why didn't we? Castro's an interesting character. You know, there's a lot of people in Hollywood that are actors that do the bidding of a lot of things. In World War II, a lot of the actors were CIA spies. They were actually not on payroll as a CIA spy, but there to give information, right? And in their dual role, because nobody questioned the actors flying around during World War II. Kind of interesting. I think we need to ask more questions about why we believe what we believe, what we've been told. And does it really make sense? Does it really make sense? Does it really kind of align? Is it logical? Most of these things aren't. Kind of like the Unabomber, not logical. Was he CIA? Very much could have been. Part of a lot of programs. But you can do your homework. I just think that we need to look under the hood a lot more than we are. So much is fabricated, and that's why I make all these questions. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but there's sure a lot of questions to be asked. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for The Alex Jones Show today, and I really do hope you have a great Father's Day. Shout out to all you great dads out there.
You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlatbe. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. I'll take Brain Force in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brain Force is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two. There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, Back in Stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.